Thank you, God, for your living water and all the ways you refresh us every day. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Today we're thanking God for water.
Thank you, God. Because peeing feels good.
Hey, everybody, we're live. We're here with Hari Lee, who we talked about earlier.
Yeah, hi.
And her best buddy.
Hi, I'm Jonah Ray, but more importantly, what's L'chaim mean? I'm really white.
He is really white.
We're not allowed to tell you unless you've been on the show at least twice, so you don't get to know now.
Fair enough, fair enough.
So when I'm on the show the second time, you'll know my name?
All right. We'll see how you do today.
Okay, we'll see.
How are you, Hari? I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm fantastic, although I'm still wondering when you spoke about me on the show. I'm getting a little nervous.
We talked about, what was that movie that we saw?
A Dirty, Dirty Shame.
Mm-hmm. It was a dirty, dirty shame that you acted like you were really making out with a girl and it was a 2-second high school kiss.
you don't think I got into it enough? Like I should have ate the hot lunch?
I was excited. I was, and I'm like, why is she inviting me? He's like, I kiss a lesbian and we're kissing. I'm like, okay, let's fucking go.
We did a little bump and grind though.
I know what I saw.
Okay, all right. All right. You know, it was definitely like clothed bumping. It was dry humping.
But we'll talk about the Jackass movie and things like that, and that's how you would come up. Go ahead.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay.
I love that I'm permanently linked to that now. And like so, Jackass equals talk about Hari.
So, well, of course, in Dirty Shame, you're with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
And we heard briefly, and I didn't mean to put you right on the spot right away, but...
Yeah, you did.
You have to tell us.
Jonah met Courtney Love. I mean, he was a nice person, I suppose, and he, you know, was fun and entertaining, I guess. He just, you know, I think, like, he's just a big flirt. That's his thing, is flirting with girls, and it made me kind of uncomfortable being that I was trying to be a professional actress doing my first
Give us
job.
A couple of examples of how he flirts.
How does Johnny Knoxville hit on a girl?
It's all pulling on your pigtails, sixth grade style, like, just like... You know, he has no game, I guess.
That's... Something involving bugs, perhaps.
Right. Okay. So
you're pretty. You guys, kick me in the balls. Kick me in the balls.
That's amazing that like you just like pulled bugs out of nowhere. But yeah, that reminds me of this interesting story where this one time. I stupidly mentioned that I don't like cockroaches, which like I guess was I wasn't thinking in
as
that
opposed to everyone else on the set who loved cockroaches.
Right. And I also wasn't thinking in my 6-year old mentality of how a boy would use that against me when he has to put a cockroach in his mouth for a scene and proceeds to chase me around set with it for like a couple of days with it in a styrofoam cup, and so that whenever he sees me,
seriously,
he
why didn't
scream.
You sleep with him, because that is hot.
Yeah, you know what,
that's what Keith does all day to me. That's why I have to make sure I take the pill every day. We're just gonna make so many babies the way he pulls cockroaches out of his ass.
Right. No, I did sleep with him. It's just funnier to tell you guys all that I didn't. No, that didn't happen. But I did refuse him to go to the bars, like when we would finish shooting at like, you know, 7 in the morning, which is, I think, is a stupid time to go to a bar. Call me crazy.
What bar's open? But,
she says that with a 40 in her hand.
What happened is this?
It's called Baltimore, and anything fucking goes.
Yeah,
thank you,
that.
John Water.
Great. Thank you, Hari. Now we have to move.
New York City never sleeps. Okay. Okay.
When you move, you guys will feel a lot happier there. There's a lot more trannies, and Keith can be comfortable.
What?
Finally.
So how did he treat you afterwards? Is he fine? You rebuffed him? Is that the end?
Oh, no. As soon as I rebuffed him, he was done with me. He's moved on. You know, there's a million cute little hipster girls for him to, like, you know, throw cockroaches at.
He's named Ray Ray in that movie. I noticed this looking at the video store, and I can't think of him right now, but I noticed there's two other movies that were also in the recently released section where he's called Ray Ray. Is that something in his contract?
Wow.
Well, I think it's just a generic white trash name. And
so he doesn't
the
forget.
Roles he gets are generic white trash. Yeah, no, exactly.
I got two names, Ray Ray and Johnny. You got to choose one for the movie.
Well, also PJ Clapp, which is his real name.
That's his real name.
Excuse me?
His real name is PJ Clapp.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we can just leave that joke open-ended right there. But I did at one point call him, like, I think I called him, like, a walking STD vendor or something, like, at some point. And I said it in front of Patricia Hearst, who actually started
Patty
laughing.
Hearst.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Her real serious actress name is Patricia.
And you're in a low down dirty shame.
That's right.
Shame.
Her serious actress name when she's dry humping people is Patricia. But she actually started laughing, but then like caught herself and became like her waspy self again and wasn't allowed to laugh at that. And then commenced humping people once action was called, which is her job.
Is John Waters a freak in real life?
He's like the most adorable weird gay uncle I never had. Like I love everything about that guy.
But she also dates very artsy hipster, you
almost
know,
gay. Like,
yeah.
No, that's my thing.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Are you still with the last boyfriend we saw? Are you two fucking?
No. That might be a question for Jonah, but I'm going to go with no. You can ask Jonah what happened.
Jonah, the question is to you.
In my mind. Yeah.
That's what makes things
well,
weird.
Well, then Hari and I are also fucking.
Oh. That's right. And we're getting married. Then, Keith, yeah. I asked first.
Fair enough.
You guys, look at how he gives me up so easily.
You guys are working together on Andy Milonakis' show.
Andy Schmilishmakis. Yeah. Yes.
That's how we met.
Aww.
Yeah, no, don't say
how
that.
How old is he really? Seriously. Are you guys not allowed to say it in your contract?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Look at that. It's in their contract.
They both know. It's in their
fucking contract.
Dude, I'm a freelance release PA. I have no fucking contract. I really don't know
That's a good story
is.
That you guys worked up together.
That's interesting.
Very nice.
If you Google how old Andy Milonakis is, it goes right to it. Even if you spelled it wrong. Do you mean how old is Andy Milonakis?
You got your old friend Google. What do you need me around for? Why don't you have Google on the show?
We don't. He's 29.
Oh. That is complete and utter brand new news to us. We had no
shocking.
Idea. Yeah,
right.
It's very shocking.
I think it's weird that they have... What do you guys do at the
blah, blah, blah. I don't know. What do we do? Jonah's a writer for the show, yeah. And I was just hanging out.
You write the skits like, okay, here's what you do. You jump up and down, and you make funny faces when the pizza guy comes.
Like, no offense, yeah. No offense. Somebody writes that?
Yeah. I got hired as a writer's assistant, and so I was able to have like a nice distance from the show where I was like, I'm just a writer's assistant. And, yeah, I just have to deal with the material. And I got to, you know, if I came up with something, I could submit it. But then it turns out I'm a horrible writer's assistant.
And really dumb. So they
really
made him a
dumb.
Writer.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, you are retarded. Well, why don't you be a writer?
Yeah, what's a writer's assistant? They write it. Do you work with other people, or do they write it and you like punch it up, or you have
no? I just got to organize every like write like you know every piece of material, every like rewrite, every like you know.
What does that mean?
So you're an organizer?
I'm basically
your
a secretary.
Story
I'm
is
a,
falling apart.
I'm a secretary for the writers. Basically.
While they sit in a room and eat chicken wings and fart and then laugh at it.
Oh, I get it. They go, wouldn't this be funny? And you go, I got to write that down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Well, how about he, instead of stepping in pudding, he steps in Jell-O? Oh, that's great. That's great, Eric. Good idea.
The pudding Jell-O distinction in the Andy Milonakis office is a very important one.
How about instead of peanut butter on his face, it's a pancake? Brilliant.
Hey, I got a better one. Applesauce.
Ah, this girl.
So
at the end of the meeting, they turn to you and go, "All right, what was our final call? Was it pudding or?"
No, that's seriously how it is. Like, oh, I have to stop. I have to stop if when they're going through the bits, like the producers. I got to be like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" So you want to
talk louder? She's saying,
"Oh, talk louder." They said to back off.
No, sorry.
Either way, story's killed. Now you just killed it. Listen, the girl.
That's why I don't put my name on it.
That's so weird, though. How can we watch that show again and go, somebody wrote that?
Well, like,
internet is gay. Computers are gay. Space is gay. The word gay is gay. Five people wrote that.
That
Keith, do you mind if I write that down? Because I got a lot of submissions to do.
We try to just hit Jonah a couple times on the head with a mallet before he has to write something for Andy Milonakis.
Yeah.
What's the what were you alluding to earlier? What's Jonah's Courtney love story?
Oh, I live in Hollywood, California.
Oh.
Yes. You've heard of it?
I've been around there.
Well, I live there, and I was at my friend's house, and Courtney Love was at the party.
How long ago is this?
This was in September.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was supposedly sober, you know, supposedly, but she was pretty fucked up. And but I gave her the benefit of the doubt, you know. and like she was hanging out in this house. And
you're not going to be a raider for her.
No. Yeah, you're right. I could give a shit about her. She, like, basically, she was at this party and it was bumming me out that I was in the same place. So it's like, you know, as Courtney Love. You don't want to.
Why was it bumming you out?
It's Courtney Love. She sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll listen to, you know, Live Through This, the whole album. I love that album.
But that just means for sure you're going to get a show. For sure, if you need drugs, it's right there.
For sure you're going to get laid.
You know what I mean? There's so many options here.
For sure, your dick's going to fall off in a week.
Yes, exactly.
Enjoy the party. Yeah,
and then you'll kill yourself.
I'm surprised my eyes are in my head right now after seeing her. She's like, oh, I miss my old nose. I was like, shut the fuck up. You know?
Like, babysit my kid while you're at it.
Yeah, it's, where is my kid? Oh, disowning me? Big surprise.
Oh, he's writing for Andy Milonakis.
But the crazy part, he is Andy Milonakis.
Somebody
wants to know if Courtney Love sucks on Wednesday. The answer is yes.
I don't get it. Sucks what? And what's a Wednesday? But the crazy part is we were playing Truth or Dare and she's walking in. I'm wasted.
I'm in a club? Excuse me?
No, this is at my friend's house at a party.
Oh, okay.
And like,
they do parties at houses in LA.
Yeah. Oh.
You know why? Because everything shuts down at around midnight.
And because they're not tiny little cramped spaces.
Which Courtney Love, by the way, does not have.
What, a cramped space?
Yeah, cramped tiny little space.
You were in her house.
No. Oh. Just her space, personally, on her body.
Sure you weren't.
That was a horrible...
Hello, dick falling off. Anyway.
Anyway, we were playing Truth or Dare. She walks by. I invite her into the game. Some girl goes, hey, Courtney Love, Truth or Dare. And Courtney Love goes, Truth. And then we all just like get quiet and freak out. Like,
oh, I thought
silent.
You were going to laugh.
No. She says Truth. And we all just were like, oh, my God. Holy shit. You got to ask her. You got to ask her if she killed Kurt Cobain. You got to ask her. Everyone's like silently thinking that everyone's like looking across. Like, you know, the one we have the opportunity because she couldn't lie. It's Truth or Dare.
Yeah, that would
ruin.
That shit is written in blood.
Exactly.
That's crack whore honesty.
Yeah. So we're we're all kicking each other underneath the table. We're all freaking out. And we're all like, you know, like I'm hiding behind my beer going, ask her, just ask it. Like, you know, doing the gun motion in my head.
And she got 666 on her forehead.
Yeah, exactly. But then the girl's like freaks out. She doesn't even know. She's like, best person you ever had sex with. Oh. And everyone's like, boring.
Ew.
Billy Corgan.
Really?
Yeah.
And she hates him.
Billy Corgan, exactly.
From Smashing Pumpkins.
Wait, wouldn't the best person be Kurt Cobain?
I don't know. He's pretty junked out. Thing is, though, if
she hates Billy Corgan, but she didn't kill him.
Even if, like, Courtney Love has said dare, I think it still should have been I dare you to tell us that you killed Kurt Cobain.
I love that game. That's just they should just call it the fuck game, because that's all it ends up being. Like, I dare you to blow me in the next room. Okay, we're all going to the next room.
I did get to make out.
What parties are you going to?
I did get to make out with a girl.
See?
Yeah.
And was it because of the game?
Yeah, it was.
Of course.
Did you dare her?
Is.
No, like some guy like dared me
to make out with a girl for the first time.
For the first time.
And Jonah did it.
Yeah, I was 23. I said it's about time.
That's what that game boils down to. It's you setting up your friend to get laid and your friend sets you up I dare you to fuck him.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, but quick before you guys do, your turn. Yeah. Oh, I got fuck.
What
her,
kind
okay.
of girls are coming to this party? Girls that write for the Andy Milonakis show? I mean, like, I don't know when I would ever subject myself to that kind of a party, and plus if I wanted to
these
make
are
out,
no, listen,
you
that
sit
could
down
happen.
You sit down for a Truth and Dare game, you know what you're getting into.
It
really happened organically and nonchalantly and very innocently.
Right.
We were just drunk enough to not want to get up from the table. And I jokingly said, hi, yeah, Truth or Dare, and like, you know, and then some
we
girls
should
like
try that.
Yeah, worked out for me
because you slept with Courtney Love.
Courtney Love, right. Yeah. And her weird assistant friend, but that's...
Oh. It is one of those games where, you know, you're playing because, okay, I really wanted to hook up with that guy. This is the way to do it. That's it. It just makes it easier. It's like beer. Why do you have beer at a party?
Yeah,
so people can get to where they need to be.
But
are all losers. I want to make out with somebody. That's down. That's happening.
No, I'm a young adult, and I shouldn't be playing Truth or Dare at a party.
That's not even true.
Oh, well.
Keith and the girl. Hey there. I thought you might enjoy the wrongness of this story. I was dating this girl from a rather broken family right after high school.
Those are the greatest girls.
Her dad was out of the picture, and her mom had just gotten out of jail a few years before. Upper middle class white trash. I had gone to a gathering with her mother, and her hot older sister, and on the way home, we took the back seat, and the sister and the mom were up front. My girlfriend stated that she was tired and laid her head down in my lap. Her mother, sister, and I chatted as we entered the freeway. Under cover of darkness, my girlfriend slowly unzipped my fly and reached in to free me.
Where's the mom in the back seat?
She's in the front driving. At first, I resisted, but like any other red-blooded boy of 18, common sense went out the window, and after that, a few licks, strokes, and swallows. The conversation went on, the sister and mother unaware that my girlfriend was blowing me in the back seat. Suddenly, her sister turned around and started talking to me face-to-face while her sister was blowing me. My heart nearly stopped. I thought she'd say something for sure, but due to the bench seat and the fact that the headlights from the cars behind us were right in her eyes, everything below my shoulders weren't visible to her. She chatted away with me while her little sister blew the fuck out of me. In a word, awesome, I smiled and nodded as I listened to her babble, and I shot off into her sister's mouth.
Wait, how did the sister get back seat? They were both.
There's the younger sister and this dude are in the back seat. The older sister and the mom are in the front seat.
Okay, is the email address for your show very close to the Hustler magazine email address? Because that seems, I don't know how the show normally is, but that is very sexy.
And then the older sister high-fived
me. It seems very, I never thought this would happen to me, Keith, but...
I read those things all the time. Never think they're true. But until one day...
We were talking about how ants love jizz.
Oh, do they?
We talk about it all the time. some guy was jerking off in the shower, and then the next day he saw 15,000 ants. I'm sure he didn't count them.
Why didn't he just wash it down, though? Like, do you just leave a sticky puddle in the bottom of the shower?
You know, if you're only here to judge, I really wish that we would just...
Now, these animals, we share one story. These animals are sharing all their jerk stories. One guy jerks off at his computer desk and just leaves it on the carpet. Starts turning. These guys are sick. I didn't even know this. I'm like, there's no point.
You know what? And Hari's looking at us like she's looking at Keith like, ew, that's disgusting. Apparently, you never had a boyfriend like Keith who decides to not keep the boy things to himself like all the rest of the guys do. I'm here to clue you in. They're disgusting. He has a story like that. Yeah. Keith has a story like that. All your ex-boyfriends have disgusting, vile stories of where they came and where they peed and where they everything. So,
Most of my stories end in my mouth. So.
Like that fortune cookie. same guy. That guy that was right about the ants loving mango. One night of sneak wanking under covers of darkness. He's doing everything under the cover of darkness.
Sneak wanking.
This guy is Darkwing Duck. He's writing these stories.
He's getting dangerous.
He did it at night one night, and then the next morning, 100,000 ants were swarming in front of his TV, eating it
up.
Just thought I'd share. Carry on.
Did these people have ants to begin with? Or did the ants just sort of come out of, like, the cracks in the walls?
You know, ants love chlorine. When
flocking to the jism.
When you smell protein, you gotta go for it.
Because they eat so much sugar, ants.
Well, does the same work for women? Do we have any ballsy women out there willing to share?
That
like
is your experiment. That's your homework.
Squirt stories. That was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah. every time we're done, it's a guaranteed squirt story. Not a small percentage. I wonder what happened. I forgot to mention, we are live. Live show number is 646-502-8682. And I want to mention to this, regular people that are on the forums. This dude posted, there seems to be confusion how dirty the forums are. And like, you know,
how dirty they're allowed to be.
Yeah,
mean?
Whenever what's his name Paul started it, and he's making up his own rules, like don't have images that aren't safe for work, and
yeah, everything should be work friendly. If you're going to have porn or some kind of porn figure, it should be a link so that nobody opens up the forums and in work and just all of a sudden sees some kind of thing that's work.
Do people see picture of a bald stick figure and a big, like, huge haired stick figure, and they think that they're doing work related stuff? Yeah.
thank you. So that's my whole point. So. Somebody posted on the forums a picture, and it's an old internet picture, of a naked guy with his dick, but the dick is so insanely huge, and it wraps around his back.
I saw that picture on Maspacha.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, it's this new trendy place. You should really check it out. Everyone's going. It's sort of like a fad.
So then somebody took it down, but the joke was that the face looks surprisingly like my face. And they put a comparison, and somebody took it down because this isn't safe work. Let me explain.
And the dick looks surprisingly like your dick.
Right. I'm like, yeah. This looks like
Wait a minute.
Yeah. This looks like
Hold the phone.
The face too. And people girl. Took it down. But just that picture. So the whole fucking thing doesn't make sense. Like, let's compare Keith to nothing. So I ended up taking the whole thing down because ever since then, it's just fucking ridiculous.
And we like things to make sense.
You're allowed to put whatever the fuck you want. Do you agree?
I agree once.
Good. It's a free for all. Put the sickest fucking pictures. Go back to work.
What does Paul have to say about that?
Paul is actually the one who created the forums for us.
We had to slowly
take over.
So
he put it together and we slowly took everything away
from
him.
And now you guys have complete control.
Right.
So no, you put whatever you want. And I understand the point if you're working, but there's more people that want to see it. Then don't. You don't get into, like, you know, the show's disgusting, so the forums are going to be disgusting.
That's a good point.
You don't get into a Jenna Jameson video, and they go, let's go to Jenna Jameson's forums, but I hope my boss can look at it while I'm looking at it, because I'm at work, people. We're gross, and it's going to be gross.
Basically, Paul, grow up and stop going online at work.
People, do your fucking jobs and check this shit out when you get home.
No, don't say that. By the way, people are going, let's start the porn thread.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, now that you guys have declared free for all.
Go for it. I dare you.
It's on like right this second.
I bet
That's
you
amazing.
Can't. I bet you can't. I bet you our forums can't have more porn than all the other forums combined. Bet you can't.
Like to see it try. Like to see it.
Patrice just admitted that she's on work. At work. But she works with whores, so that's okay. Right.
Yeah, hooker bookers can watch porn all they want.
And they do. It's not even like wanting
it's
to.
It's actually encouraged.
Right.
Taking shit sure. techniques. Right. You heard about the basketball sports story?
Yeah, where the guy went into the stand because he thought that somebody
player.
Was... the basketball player went into the stands because he thought somebody was messing with his wife. But if I may elaborate on it, it turns out what happened was his wife got into the face of the person sitting next to her. What the basketball guy didn't see is that she was standing up. The guy, the fan was still sitting down and she was like all in his face with her finger. And, you know, whatever that is. Like,
I hate
just,
that up in the face with the
yeah,
finger.
Yeah, up in the
face
with
the finger. Say, let's just say she's darker skinned. So I'm sure she was waving the finger in a little offensive way that just makes you want to choke a bird.
You put a snap, girlfriend.
Do you think I hope there wasn't a neck jive involved in that because that really gets my cotton whites in a jumble.
I hate it. I hate the neck. I hate it.
Well, Keith hates any kind of attitude. Don't even... Yeah. If you give him the slightest bit of attitude, he'll just go, mm-hmm, right?
Okay. What about batitude?
Or catitude, for that matter.
So what was happening is she's all up in his face, and I don't know why, but she's all up in his face, and he's trying to motion for security. Security sees him and doesn't come over. Now he's trying, like, he's looking around, like, where's security, raising his hand for security. He finally stand up, is waving for security with his hand up, and that's when the basketball guy turns to him, and now he sees his wife angry, the guy with the hand up, and he runs into the stands.
And now his giant finger all up in that mess, and there were fingers everywhere.
And he's just like, I don't like your finger. What do you mean, our fingers?
So I don't know if you guys know this, him going into the stand, as a player, you're not allowed to go into the stand. He got a penalty of 5 games that he's not allowed to play in the next 5 games, and over $600,000 penalty. For doing that. And he just thought, he's like, this is my wife. I thought she was in trouble. Security wasn't reacting fast enough. I'm going into the stands.
I don't know much about sports, but they play 600,000 games and get paid $5, right? So I just want to figure out like how much
that's
that
bad,
hurt him.
Right? I don't know much about sports match-ups.
But that that only gave him, made us recognize his name, so now he can have another endorsement deal, right? Yeah. Am I close?
Yeah, for Chinese finger traps.
The Chicago Bulls fan who got way up close and personal with the Knicks, Antonio Davis, claimed foul yesterday. You can use that one for Andy. Insisting the hoopster's wife started the whole ruckus, Michael Axelrod, not the player, a normal person, plans to file a $1 million battery and slander suit against Davis and his wife, Kendra.
Although, from what I heard, he says an apology will make it go away.
That's all anybody wants is an apology.
But he's claiming that it's making him look like... It's making him look really bad, like a drunken,
like a drunk,
disgusting
fan.
Said
he was drunk. Yeah,
apology equals one more chance to be on TV.
Right. Right. The story was completely bull, Axelrod's attorney said. Good attorney. I find that completely bull.
Did he really say the story is really bull?
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart.
Guess what word comes after that? I won't say it, though.
It's cockamamie.
It's all bugaboo.
Who are you calling a bugaboo?
No, I mean, it's just a uh-oh.
Wait, jigaboo, huh?
I ain't your bugaboo. Axelrod 22 is the son of David Axelrod, as somebody who gives a fuck. So that's it. Yeah, so anybody just want to say you're sorry. I can't. We're going to go to court then. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Corey from SportsHawks.com.
This is our sports commentator who we started with last week when he said New England would win and Pittsburgh Steelers would lose. How you doing, buddy?
He's wrong on both
you guys.
I'm well. Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Jonah can't hear because he doesn't have headphones. Like,
and I don't care because I hate sports.
Jonah, get close.
He's like, who the fuck are they talking to? So how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Not much.
Filson.
The Antonio Davis apology that Michael Axelrod won.
Right.
It's completely bull because they didn't even mention Michael Axelrod. They're just talking about the fan being drunk. They didn't even mention him. So him talking about a lawsuit for slander has no bearing. It's not even going to fly.
That's how people like to apologize, too, you know?
Wait,
okay.
What is he saying?
Okay, fine. I'm sorry then. Like, I guess was he on TV that he did this, Corey? I guess he was on TV and he said, like, you know, I apologize for what I did to the, you know, I shouldn't have, like, I apologize, but not apologizing to this guy.
Just for what he did for going into the stands.
I shouldn't have gone into the stands. That's against
true.
The rules. I apologize. That makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know what? I know we talk about apologies and that's all people want and for what reason? Why do you need an apology? But if you were this guy and that woman was all up in your face, you didn't do anything, Keith, wouldn't you want an apology?
Yes.
You would. Like, this is the one thing, this is the one time that I think an apology is actually appropriate.
No, don't get me wrong.
I still want the million.
Right.
I guess Guns N' Roses is cool. I mean, anything goes at a rock concert, right, guys? Wait.
Oh, her headphones are broken.
All right, thanks a lot, Corey.
Yep, talk to you guys later.
Please. Hate to tell Corey, but
I didn't ask Corey. Corey, call back. I want your football predictions.
All right. Hate to tell Corey, but everyone in the chat room was dinging him.
Yeah, nobody likes Corey. That's why I like him.
People are anti-Corey.
Corey was rude to the show through a letter that I didn't appreciate.
And then
we're like, okay, you got the balls to call in, we'll talk to you. And he was fine with me there. I forgive people sooner than our listeners do. And then he made two sports bets for listeners that were both wrong. So I don't think people
can. I think he owes you guys either an apology or $1 million.
You can and call back with your apology too. Yeah. To the listeners. I don't care.
Well, the girl looks pretty hot in this tank top right now. What do you guys think of me? How?
A Brooklyn rape charge and murder trial erupted in terrifying bedlam yesterday when one defendant leapt across the defense table and tried to grab a court officer's gun, a second after his co-defendant stabbed his own lawyer.
No, come on.
Yes, this is a gay... This is, oh, you're new to the show, so you might not know this. Name the race!
Is dark? Can I say dark?
We're gonna count dark. Ding ding.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Then I'll take other slanders for 500.
I'd like to go with.
Excuse me. It's my thing. I know you're Jewish and you really want everything I got, but let me. Can I pick?
Ding.
I pick?
That was the right answer.
Excellent. Yes. All right. Awesome.
Surprise racial
hatred
slur. $200.
All right. Good. Okay. Now I'll take why I hate Samoans for 1,000.
Because you come from Hawaii?
No. Yes. I can't figure out if they're Hawaiian or black. Ding, ding. Hey, Keith and the girl.
Yeah, what's up? Corey again.
Hey, I understand you had something you wanted to say to our listeners.
I would like to apologize for being rude.
All right. We'll hear on the forums, if on the chat room, if they accept your apology. For now, what do you predict for the football games this weekend?
Please say that Pittsburgh is going to lose because that was awesome last time.
Well, actually, this week, I'm going to say that they're going to win.
If you feel it, don't let us say.
Well, okay. But for Pittsburgh, I'm going to say that they're going to win because they've got their passing game going. Mm.
Right.
And for the late game on Sunday, I'm going to say that Seattle wins. Even if Sean Alexander isn't 100%, you know, he had the concussion last week.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
That's way too much information. Can I just say, every time you're wrong about somebody winning or losing, you owe our listeners an apology. All right?
So how about the other games?
We're going to play the apology game.
That sounds good. I'm okay with that.
All right. Is he getting dinged right now?
Yeah, he's getting dinged.
Amazing. Oh, sorry, you just got dinged. Okay, see ya.
He's getting ding fucking ding.
Ooh, was that all caps, by the way?
And how many exclamation points were there?
Let's keep it specific.
So are they accepting his apology?
I'll find out. Not accepted. Sorry.
Good. Because seriously, the guy's a jack and he should be fucking penalized.
I didn't ask how
we should take his white hat away.
The what?
We should just take his white hat away for at least a day. Mm. Not longer than that.
I bet it's backwards.
I like when they put the hats on crooked, but you see them, that diagonal crooked, and you see them walking, and they fix their hat diagonally crooked.
Well, I want to know where you buy the hats that go sidewaysies. I mean, is that a store that got it like that? Don't look like that on American Baseball Players, I'll tell you that much.
Our big over $100 shout-out today.
Let's give out the rules for that.
Oh, please.
For the month of January, anyone who donates over $100 gets a special shout-out on the show because January is a very difficult month for clowns, and we are clowns.
Uh-huh. Thanks to Malcolm Johnson. And if you're the boss of a guy named Malcolm Johnson, he listens to this show probably sometimes at work. I heard the show where he's talking about more tooth troubles and had to donate. It's only fair. You two cheer me up, blah, blah, blah. Stay off the gum. Smiley face.
What's the gum deal?
He chewed gum, and now he has a vagina for a tooth.
That middle part
Hopefully
comes up.
Cow dentine makes pussy in your mouth. Wait. Listeners should know about this.
Dentine has a new pussy flavor. It's still in the early stages.
You know when you, what's that movie, Deep Throat? Not entirely bullshit. You're like, could it ever happen? I got a vagina in my mouth.
There's the bugger.
That's a big hole.
I want you guys to tell us about your upcoming show.
Yay! Can we please, you guys, everybody listening, please, come hang out at Pianos, and it's on Super Bowl Sunday, and if you're not a jock, then I guess that doesn't matter to you, but if you are, it will be after the Super Bowl, so you should come. It's going to be at 10 p.m. Go to pianosnyc.com. Check out the lineup for February 5th. It's going to be amazing comedy and rock and roll. We have Loke, the Netherlands, Tigers and Monkeys. Tone Loke, we'll be there. No, Alo.
Not performing, but just hanging out with me.
Yeah, him and Jonah.
I paid a lot of money for it, so hopefully it'll work out.
And you two, will you be performing?
We'll be there. Jonah will be emceeing. We have Eugene Merman of the New York comedy scene. He is incredible. He'll be doing a set. Some surprise celebrity comics and or DJs will all be there. There's going to be some free booze, some
raffles. Is Courtney Love going to be there?
Oh, God, I hope not, because I really want this place to be cool.
Because I told my friends if I ever see her again, I swear I'll ask her. I swear.
You can dare her to bring back Kurt Cobain from the dead if that's really important to you, but just come down to the show because it's going to be really, really fun, and maybe Keith and the girl will be there. Will you guys be
there? Yeah, we're definitely going to try to be there if Keith is not too drunk after the Super Bowl.
We'll see what happens.
Bring him too drunk. That'll be even more incentive for everyone to come. See Keith drooling on himself and writing
that.
Bits for Annie Milonakis. Yeah.
How come I wasn't invited to perform?
By the way, the gum flavors, the gum we were just talking about here, some suggested titles for the gum. Vulva Chew? Labia Lasting? Anybody?
Let me tell you. No? You see Andy Milonakis on TV, right? And he's fucking putting the fucking, pizza on his face going, da-da-da-da, and you're like, oh, comedy's easy. It's not easy.
No,
it's not easy.
It's really hard to be that stupid. My brain hurts. I'm dried up of trying to think. Like, there's only so much you can do with a pancake,
Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hello, it's Patrice.
It's Patrice.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys at work. 9 out of 10 whores like you.
All right. Whenever we first started the show, you that can't hear you.
Jonah.
Jonah Ray.
That can't hear on the headphones. We're talking to Patrice, and she's a real hooker booker. And whenever we first started doing the show, 4 out of 5, am I right?
Whores, yeah, but there's more whores now.
Now there's more whores. The business is doing good. 9 out of 10. Yeah. Put that 10th wow. bitch on the phone.
Will those other 3 have sex with Jonah?
Are you
if
actually
Jonah
putting
has $1,200.
It? If you have $1,200, you can have sex with hookers.
I have 1,200 cents.
I can't help.
We can play make believe with each other.
He'll take the grossest one.
You're willing to make believe that I'm attractive and you want to fuck me, and you and your friends all want to fuck me.
Okay.
Are you guys listening to? Are you having them listen to it on speaker?
Yeah, they're upstairs listening to it on speaker. I came out to get some tea.
Hi, whores. Hello, whores. Did you just miss a call?
Yeah. What can I do?
Nice job, Patrice. See you on Thursday? Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a massage.
Thanks,
and
Patrice.
I wanted to tell Hari she looked really good in Elle Magazine. It was cute.
Oh, my God. You saw me in Elle Magazine.
She looked adorable. Cute dress.
When did... That's so weird. When you do these things, like
you
I grew
were
up
magazine?
As like a big geek, and then every once in a while I do these things that are like, you know, the big country picks these things up when they go through the supermarket checkout line, and I don't realize that, like, yes, these people that made fun of me and made my life freaking miserable, they're actually seeing me in Elle fucking magazine. It's like, poop on your head.
Why is it that every artist has a shit childhood? I think you cannot be an artist
because I say shit like poop on your head.
Yeah. It's true.
I was never invited to Truth or Dare.
Ask any like rock guy or whatever. So what were your high school years like? Please don't ask me that. They were terrible. What did people pick on you about?
Oh, Christ. Oh, my name is Hari.
Okay.
All right.
Touché.
All right. Right there. Like, I was a weird kid. My parents, I was raised in a Sikh ashram in Boulder, Colorado. Those two words, like, are foreign to most adults I meet in the most metropolitan of cities in the world.
You're from Boulder, Colorado?
That's where I was, like, lived until I was 6. And then we moved to Rochester, New York, where
people
are just...
You were picked on before you were 6?
No. This is... when we moved to, like, this totally suburban world where they didn't understand... Like, my parents did yoga. For me...
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, that's back different. In the day. When I see these little fucking bitches with Juicy written on their ass, and they're going to their yoga class with their little mat, and they're so fucking proud of themselves. And these are the same girls that made my life a living hell, and they were like, do you worship Satan? When my dad would make me do yoga before school. Like, that was weird to them.
Wow.
Same kids that made fun of me because I got these, like, little crystal teddy bear earrings I was so excited about. I got them at a garage sale when I was a kid. Went to school. The girl whose family had the garage sale tore me a new asshole because I was wearing her old fucking earrings that she didn't want anymore. Right? These are the same girls that are shopping at vintage stores. They're so excited. Everything's freaking vintage. It's great. Go down to Ludlow Street. Check it out. It's like all this shit. This stuff made my life a living hell. And I wouldn't change it for a thing because I'm a lot more awesome because of it.
Nobody
now.
Would. You ever notice that? Nobody ever would.
No Andy Milonakis doesn't hang out with those kids. I'll tell you that right now. Unless they're giving him head. I don't have to do that. I mean, it's just like, I totally got picked on and I had to develop like a lot more. Plus, I was a pretty gross kid. Like, I feel like I look all right now. I'm pretty happy. I'm okay. But like, I was a weird looking kid, and I know everybody says that.
I can't even imagine that. And everybody says that. I was like, you know, the foreign looking kid. Right. And I really want to post my high school picture up on MySpace because I had like... And I could see, I showed it to Spooky, and I could see his reaction to it. And I'm like, don't I look more ethnic in the picture? And he's like, oh, that's what it is. And I was like, and to me, the look on his face was, oh, ethnic equals gross.
Oh,
it's true.
That is not true. Like, now ethnic is exotic. You grow up and ethnic
exactly.
is beautiful. But, you know, back then, and it's like when you're in a very small sheltered community, and even me, I'm pretty dark compared to like what was
But to
around.
Me, you look like, this is so turning into the I'm okay, you're okay show. But to me, you just like, that's what I wanted to look like when I was younger. Just like, you know, the simple, like, I just...
Right, I just let me ask you something.
Okay, sorry.
I don't mean this as an insult in any way, okay?
Oh, God, you're terrible already.
I know.
Bad preface.
You could easily dress yourself up more and get more attention on the street. You're very beautiful. I feel like you deliberately wear more flannel, more bigger clothes, put your hair in a weird way so you get less attention. You deliberately don't show off your knockers. In fact, you go the other way. True or false?
Absolutely true. Hair in a weird way, I'd just like to let everybody listening know, means that I have Princess Leia buns in right now. Which is like, I just got a really like rotten haircut that I'm not psyched on because I got my heart broken, and that was my like rebellion. Like, screw you, man. I don't need you to be attracted to me.
You know what? At least you didn't shave your head. Bad haircut, that's one thing.
Right. I didn't do that. No, it's not even a bad haircut. It's just me being melodramatic. You know, I'm an actress and that's what I do. But no, I it's all that insecurity that comes from when I was a kid being picked on so hard that's made me never embrace the way I look. So I don't want to flaunt it. Like, I don't feel comfortable. I have big boobs. I got big ones. Ooh, yeah. You know, but I hide them nonstop, and then it's
you definitely
funny.
Hide them, and I think only a girl would notice them. Like, sorry to inform you of this. Right after we met you, of course, after you meet everybody, when you go into the car as a couple, you're going to talk about them. So I get into the car and I'm like, God damn, Harry's got big boobs and she's got a fucking porno body. She's got a
and I felt something was wrong with me. And yeah. I'm
Keith,
like,
Keith
I couldn't
like,
remember it. I'm
what?
Like, I
what
had
boobs?
To have been looking. Yeah.
That's, by the way, that's called BFGFG, boyfriend, girlfriend, gossip. But yeah.
Ew.
When you guys were BFGFGing, totally.
No, you have a porno body.
It's weird.
You
the only time I ever
chick.
Did that was in the Franz Ferdinand video. If you guys all secretly go and look for the cowgirl in the last Franz Ferdinand video, you'll see me like actually like doing that, and it was the most humiliating day of my life.
That was the first time that Keith believed me that you had a porno body, because you really do hide it, and I totally respect you for it. I think it's really cool. I think people can see your sexiness anyway. But can we make her turn any brighter red?
You know what I think's funny, you act about L magazine, you never.
And I, by the way, yeah. I think it's so sad that like. That every girl does this. If you were picked on when you were younger, and you could actually be hot at the time that you get picked on, but because everyone's going against you, you think automatically that you're ugly. As an adult, you will always do something because of it. Now, some girls go the opposite way of you, and they completely shut. Yeah,
right.
And you can tell that they
Hi,
were
Patrice, yeah. And all your friends.
By the way,
no, I'm just
what?
Kidding.
By the by, Hari may have a porno body, but I have a porno watcher body. And,
he does have that, and it's because of his childhood.
It's all connected. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
I'm sorry. Look at Spooky all drooling on the forums. He loves big boobs. He's like, Hari's last name?
Lee, L-E-I-G-H, I love you too.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, Keith, I got to tell you, I just finished your book, and I thought it was great.
Thanks, buddy.
Sorry, somebody dinged you back to the boobs.
What? Hey, yeah.
And that was spooky.
The Great American Novel is at keithandthegirl.com. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, you should do an audio version of it, because I think you're a great story. Like, the way you tell stories,
I agree.
On the air before, and while the book's hilarious, like, I've heard the same stories that, like, you tell Right. Personally, I think it's awesome.
I'll tell you what, I'm adding some stuff to it and fixing up some things. I think by April there'll be a CD out.
I think Ben Kingsley should read it, actually.
And if I can get Ben Kingsley, apparently Courtney loves a no-go, but
Keith, I got a quick mouse story for you, man.
I love
yes!
them.
I can't sleep at night, but go ahead.
My cousin had a mouse in his house about 2 weeks ago. And got on the glue trap, and the same exact thing. He brought down the bread and the dry pasta in front of the mouse.
Exactly those two items you're telling me.
That's all they love.
You know, he started off with the bread, and I was standing right there, and I heard your story just recently, and I threw him the dry pasta. I'm like, here, these little shits like this stuff, too. And he chipped the tooth on the dry pasta and cut it so bad we had to rush him to the dentist, and he had to have an emergency.
Wait, what?
I missed that.
He was eating the dry pasta in front of the mouth.
Right.
Taunting the mouse, and he chipped his tooth on one of the pieces of pasta. so bad. It was bleeding everywhere.
Did he have to go to the mouse orthodontist?
Yeah, and get like a 2 crowns put on 2 teeth.
That must have been expensive for all those little tools.
And I'm like, this is a little piece of shit mouse. So by the time we got home, he was still sitting there. So we just threw him in the toilet and drowned his ass.
Good.
That's pretty cool. But listen, I'm out here in Michigan. I just want to see you guys rock, and I love your show.
I appreciate it, dude.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Later.
More about
that
boobs.
Guy's voice was amazing, by the way. I really like the sound of his voice. I'm a very big fan of that.
Good. Put it in the jerk bank.
And what's funny about that is Jonah has no headphones and didn't hear a word of what just happened.
But meanwhile, they already found your picture, by the way. They're telling me in the chat, and they think you're hot. So there you go.
Can you guys tell me if I'm hot? JonahRay.com.
Can you guys tell all the people I went to high school with that I'm hot? Because they still don't believe me.
I send them postcards every day. They find it weird, but they never answer if they checked.
Do you think I'm better than you now?
Dude, I don't know.
How about now?
I don't know if I treated you wrong, but I got a family, and this is weird calling me at night. Just look at me. Did you see Elle Magazine? It's everywhere.
What were you on Elle Magazine for?
That was just a photo shoot that a friend of mine who has a band, like, they photographed her and a bunch of her friends dressing up in crazy clothes. I don't even know. That was just
Elle is playing dress up now?
Elle was playing dress up. Elle is playing dress up. Elle is like, Elle is fingering anybody who's famous. And, like,
wow, they fingered you?
Famous.
Congratulations.
I was in a V Life magazine. Which is the
Is that for VD?
It's for Variety, which is like the, the Hollywood paper.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, no, I was.
Sorry.
I was in it.
Did they call you J Ray? Because they always like shorten everything in the Variety.
J Ray, Slappy Dappy, set to shoot. I was in it, and like it was like a thing for Sarah Silverman's movie thing. It was just like a photo shoot, and I was in it, and like it's kind of weird that you mentioned
I'm sorry. Why are you in the photo shoot?
Because I'm me.
Are you in that movie?
No, but I was just in the photo shoot because, like, it was an idea that me and her came up with.
Because fat people are funny.
Yeah.
Sorry. He's not big.
No, but it's so much more fun that way.
It's funny that you say, like, you know, you're imagining all these girls, like, that you grew up with looking at, you know, the stuff. And, like, I actually, like, there was this one girl I was just kind of trying to call and stuff like that and, like, you know, trying to hang out with. And she was kind of putting me off. And then she saw the thing. Like, I got, like, a text message. Like, were you in V Life magazine with Sarah Silverman? And then she started calling me all the time. And then I stopped answering my phone calls from her.
Oh, that's the time for a blowjob. You fucking suck.
No, fuck her for doing that.
Yes, fuck her for doing that.
Oh, okay.
No, I know I feel lame, but I'm like, yeah, Kristen Hopwood, when you're throwing up your fucking dessert and you're, like, looking at Elle Magazine while you're running on the treadmill, run harder and faster because you'll never be me.
And to the girl,
nobody tortured you the way you did to me, and I love you for it.
And to the girl that I didn't call her back, I'm sorry. I apologize. Call me back. I'm really famous.
No, but you should
apology
say her name
not accepted.
Now. You should say her name now. That's the best part about having like a public forum is saying the names of people that made you terrible.
Her name was Kate Beckinsale.
By the way, we saw Kate Beckinsale the other day in person, and can I just say that
ugly?
That woman looks like she's made out of fake. I don't know what they did to her, but like she looks shellacked. She looks like she's been made out of some kind of polymer that they just like made a mold out of.
That's what's
shiny.
In
here
now,
comes a
duh.
Person. No, it's freaking weird. We were backstage at Conan O'Brien the other day.
Ever heard of it?
Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you've heard of being cool and going backstage so you can watch a show on TV the same way you would at home, only you feel better about it because you're in a hospital-looking environment.
And you're in a small room.
Paper names on a door. But
why are you guys back there?
His friend Brian Posehn, who is an amazing comedian. And
I hated that fucking
I know.
Comedians
of comedy. I wasn't nuts about it either, but I did like Zach Galifianakis saying he was going to make the most independent movie ever made. That was my favorite.
And Brian was a writer for Mr. Show, so
that makes him cool.
That's fine. I didn't like what I didn't like about that movie was
comedians waxing poetic about comedy.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Tell jokes or don't tell.
There
jokes.
There was a lot of
Everybody
stroking about
me, right.
How we're making this movement with rock music, and I agree. I do think it's cool. Like By the way, come see our show, pianosnyc.com, February 5th. Rock, music, and comedy. They come together so well.
By the way, now that everyone's seen your MySpace on the chat, I think they're coming to that show. By the way, she's also going to be at Keith's DVD screening February 7th. Let
as
me just
long
tell
as
you.
We're plugging, I'll wear a tank top, whatever.
There you go. DEKK, D-E-K-K, that's located at 134 Reed Street in Tribeca. And you can go to thedeck.com. February 7th at 7 o'clock. Screening will be around 8 o'clock. Come have dinner and drinks with us. Thank you. And
seriously, guys, but I'll be wearing a tank top, too. I don't know how many female listeners
don't go to Generay.com right now. Please don't go to Generay.com.
You will see a picture of a dick. That's true. Not mine. So just my face next to it.
No, I did think that there was a little too much of the talking about how important that right. movement was, and a lot less of the comedy and actually seeing right. what was going on with that movement. By the way, you never saw any rock. It was just the comedy. Right. So, you know. Yeah. But well, Brian Posehn was very cool, by the way.
Okay.
Had us backstage. Conan O'Brien looks like a hospital backstage. Like, you really feel like he's going to be wheeled out in a gurney after the show.
I feel like when they do those behind-the-scenes stuff and things in hallways, all talk shows, Saturday Night Live, everything, they all look the same. They
yeah,
like
it's not as eclectic building, as you would...
Right, that's true.
As one would hope. We were very excited, both very strung out from a terrible night before.
What's the green room like? That's where you're at?
Oh, no. Yeah, there's no green room. There's just these little dressing tiny rooms. Dressing rooms yeah. that
you,
are like...
fruits and stuff.
There was a thing of cookies,
which I don't know if they gave it to him because he's like a big guy. They gave him the cookies and Kate Beckinsale the fruit. Like, I don't know if they decide by looking at you, but
I had some cookies.
We wore the Conan hat that they gave him and took some pictures of us next to the TV with Conan on it and Brian. So we were like, look, there's Jonah with Conan and Brian.
But Brian is on Conan that day, right?
Right.
Yeah. Did he start out talking normal, or did he drool over Kate Beckinsale for a good 2-3 minutes?
He actually said he was going to start punching people, and we should all stand back as soon as Kate Beckinsale yeah. walked out.
He's like, it's just I see a hot girl, and I just get angry, and I just want to start punching. Like, yeah. I just don't know what else to do. Because he's got a wife, and like yeah. He's just like, what else are you gonna do? Just fucking get violent. Go the opposite
she's
way.
Actually, like, she's so excruciatingly weird.
I'm sorry,
looking.
Do you know this guy?
No, who are we talking about?
He was the retard in Just Shoot Me.
He was the retard in almost everything he's
right,
ever done.
I don't want to say it.
He was at the Table of Mutants, Table 9, and The Wedding Singer, and Dumb and Dumber.
Show, Dim and
Dumberer. Seriously, was he one of the gross people at
Yeah, he was.
He is like one of the most recognized people. I'm sure I've hung out with more famous people than Brian Posehn in this crazy city. Ready? Number one. No, I'm just saying, like, I know that, like, sooner or later I've found myself in situations where I've been around someone a little more, like, more recognizable.
Like but, us?
Like Keith and the girl. Or Andy Milonakis.
I am. You
14
can recognize
years old,
me. I have a 14-foot dick.
Right. It wraps around to your head, which nobody else has.
I got a huge, comedy nerd boner when I was at Conan, because like some guy came up to me saying, hey, I saw you perform.
That's
and like yeah. I was like, oh, what's your name? Let's be friends. Yeah. Buy me a drink.
I don't want to be weird about it, but where and when?
and which bit did you like the best?
I feel like it's an old joke, but I heard Drew Carey say it's like this I'm doing stand up and like, two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. And she goes, oh, I saw you, last night. And I already ruined the joke, but I saw you last night and you were doing stand up and you were the funniest guy I've ever seen. And I want to take you to the room and blow you and fuck you, and you're fucking so hot. Oh, yeah, which show? The first one or the second?
He said this to Drew Carey?
I heard it from Drew Carey.
So hot.
No, I don't think it was said really... to Drew Carey.
Okay. I mean, Brian was really cool. And like, all day when we would travel around the city, people were just like, oh, it's that guy. They didn't know his name, but he was that guy. And it was so awesome.
That happened in that movie, Comedians of Comedy. He was the only one that really
You're
got
the guy
on.
From that shoot, Just Shoot Me, or like just that thing. I don't know where I saw it because he has such a distinct look.
Right.
But it was great because he's very deadpan and very like calm and relaxed. But when we started explaining this Mars restaurant that's on 50th Street, and maybe you guys have been there or know about it.
I almost worked there. I went in there.
Oh.
Thank God you didn't. Thank God you didn't.
Do they still have Martians there?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to be a Martian for $10
you
an hour.
You in spandex.
Oh, shit. $10
that's
an hour?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'll do that for $10 an hour.
I would have digested my meal a lot better if it was your ass in that green spandex.
Let me tell you, and spandex wouldn't be his biggest problems because we have Spandex Tuesday every, you know, obviously every Tuesday. That wasn't the issue. I think it was the $10 an hour. I pay Keith $20 an hour for Spandex Tuesdays.
By the way, welcome to Fag Friday. I know nobody has said it, but I'm Spandex leads right into Fag Friday, and here we are. But, you know.
Hari, it's Saturday. Slanty-eyed Saturday.
Oh, my God. Have we reached Slanty-eyed Saturday
yes.
already?
This is where we get into the segment of the show that I've just created where we talk about Coke and urination in it. There's a very funny joke in their country.
Wait, what is in my Coke right now?
Pee-pee.
Beer.
Pee-pee in my... Who would have done such a thing on this Saturday?
They Chinese.
They play joke? Weird.
You guys want to take another break and keep going?
Let's take a little break.
I've had to pee since we started.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me.
Buckets of beer.
Thank you, God, for living your water, for your living water, and all the ways you were... Thank you, Anheuser-Busch, for your beer.
You screwed that one up, and now God hates you more.
I want to talk about Absolute Poker real quick, and the thing from...
Thank you, God, and Anheuser-Busch.
The person that got first place in that poker game that we thought nobody was getting money got over $200.
Isn't that
second
awesome?
Place got over $100, and all you people that just were just being stupid.
And I said that too. Spooky was over, and I was like, I'm going to play this, and even though it was completely free to get in because I'm like, what if, you know, secretly we're actually going to win something? And both the guys looked at me like, I guess if you want.
Who is the spooky character, a.k.a. my new boyfriend?
Spooky, you see all the shit that's happening downstairs? Right. He's the one
who started. He's responsible. Get to know him. He's good to have around.
Wow. Can he come to my house?
He makes a mess, leaves it on the stairs.
He just apologized to me in the chat.
Is he responsible for the mouse, too?
Burn.
Matter of fact.
Guess what? Mice love cum, too. It's all over the kitchen.
Spooky wants me to tell you about his butt. Spooky's up on a ladder, and I actually invite my friends over to come on over and see his butt.
Does he have, like, plumber/carpenter crack?
No, he doesn't, but he's got a very cute butt.
Well-shaped.
Well-shaped, yes. Looks nice and whatever. Hi, baby.
White.
All right. He does have a butt.
Let's just get down to the important part. White.
White. That's why his name is Spooky.
It's Slanty Eyed Saturday. I don't know.
It's a good thing to mention that sarcasm only works between friends. If you're wearing like a shirt with like a shitty saying, like, it's like, this is hilarious. I'm wearing a shirt. This is fuck you, you fucking fuck. It's like you and your friends, like, oh, you look like one of those jerks. But like someone sees you on the street, it's like, you're one of those jerks. Right.
Thank you for reeling me back in, Jonah.
Don't worry. Let's keep our racism to a medium pace.
So next week we're having poker games Monday through Sunday.
And Sunday's, I will not during
the day,
be there.
Sunday's during the day. So you can catch every single thing.
Go to keithandthegirl.com/forum/competition.
It's online.
Already you lost me. Like, isn't poker about like sitting around with people and making shifty eyes not convincing people that like you're up to no good? Like,
absolutely.
I'm not into the idea of being online because that does away with the whole fun of then you win and then you put all your hands in and you swoop the chips into your big scoop
and
skirt.
You watch
I don't know.
Right. When they're at home going, fuck you. You don't
you
get to
spit
see
some
that.
Chaw into a bucket. I don't know, but it sounds a lot more romantic.
Okay, so I hold my hands like a scale, and I take everything you just said, and I'm like, these are all good points. And then I look at my other hand and go, nobody has to come in my fucking house, these freaks. Hey.
But neither does Mel Gibson or Jodie Foster, which is when I think of Maverick. I think of Maverick, and that's where I'm at right now.
Seriously.
And you guys wanted me to name drop a little bit more, and there you go. Don't know him, never met him, but there you go.
The first few times I played video poker, I shot my computer screen with a six shooter, just trying to get into it.
I like the. At first, I couldn't figure out the online poker, but I actually like it now because when I go all in and I'm completely bluffing in my house, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. My hands are on my face. I'm like, please don't go all in. Do it.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, that just does away with the entire purpose of poker. You're not supposed to be a pussy when you're playing poker. You're supposed to be...
Fuck you, I'm at home in my house.
You're supposed to be strong and tough.
But
and
that's
like,
the whole point.
Nobody can see me sweat. No. Like... I've
nobody
never played
can see
poker
me sweat.
In
That's
my entire
point.
Life.
So maybe you should shut the fuck up.
Granted, but isn't it about reading a man's eyes?
The soul of the game is gone, I tells ya.
No, I definitely
enjoy
it.
Here I go being an actress, and I just like the whole performing aspect of it. Like, oh, can we riff? When do we get to riff?
Hari's pretty gay.
When do things get sketchy? I don't know. Do I get to play character?
I enjoy, of course, the live game, but I also enjoy being totally naked playing poker going, you're taking me fucking serious.
Keith has spoken about this where there are little breaks in online poker. You get like 5 minutes. He takes his 5 minutes to make a poop, realizes that he doesn't have any more time, half wipes his ass, runs to his computer with his pants around his ankles, and continues to play. You can't do that at every live game.
And you always win you know you have Klingons and nobody else does.
One time I did do that, and I got kicked out of the casino.
See?
It was very embarrassing, but, you know.
So join us.
Shitting in a casino on a couch and putting your business card in it.
Sometimes you have
Valley.
To
Sometimes you just can't help it.
Titties!
I couldn't even... I think the best part of this.
Wait,
story,
what are we talking about? We're talking about when Keith actually.
We're talking about Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan.
We're talking about Keith shitting, I think.
Yes, Keith. Well, Keith and I were at the Mohegan Sun. Keith continued to play. He got so drunk that he lost control of his bowels and decided to shit on one of the Mohegan Sun's couches and then proceeds to put his business card in the poop until he. And then he still couldn't find his room and had to go downstairs to the lobby. Shit stains and all smell. crawling and reeking of poop, asking for the room. Then they were like, oh, we can't give you the room. Leans in closer to the operator, and they go, okay, we'll direct you right now.
And you know that time when you do something naughty and you kind of want to run away really fast with those tiny running steps, but then he couldn't find his room. Right. That is the most kick-ass part of that story.
And we were only dating for, like, I don't know, 9 months to a year. He calls me up, and he's like, there's been an accident. Are you awake? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to need to come in. Comes upstairs. By the way, as good as this story
is. I think I called it. I'm like, Keith? She's tired. Keith? Yeah, what room are we in?
So, but as good as the story is, just listening to it, you have to read the entire story. And Keith, you'll post it, right? About the Mohegan Sun. So now he comes up to the room. I'm half asleep. I open the door. He looks at me like either a sad puppy or like, you know, when kids just wrote all over your wall with marker. That's the look on his face. And I go, did somebody have an accident?
Oh, no. I had no idea.
Yeah, I love after 9 months.
No,
you knew.
I smelled like a tower of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is the worst kind of shit. Yeah. The worst kind of shit is when it's in the tower form.
Be attracted
to him. Yeah, I just looked at him. Well, and I said, and he looked at me.
Well, because you see me in the shorts and shirt. I deliberately dress down as not to attract attention.
I just
attention.
Get weirded out.
I'm hot.
After 9 months, I mean, I don't know. I guess after 9 months, that's the kind of stuff I could think was funny.
We had a very weird relationship, Keith and I. He moved in after like a month. You know, it wasn't your average relationship.
I've done that. You guys know.
So now he's in, right? He smells like shit. He looks like poop. And it's all very literal. And he goes straight, do you mind if I have some privacy? And I really have to deal with him like he's a small kid, and I have to try to not traumatize him so that he's never able to shit again. And I'm like, don't worry, baby. Everything's fine. Go into the bathroom. I'll give you as much time as you need. He comes back out.
And I'm so drunk, and I'm washing myself, and I'm like, see, he's nice. And just so much shit is going down the drain.
Oh, fucking sick.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for him to come. That's not the end of the story, okay? He comes into bed. He's now washed up, and I'm like, are you okay? And he's still just, you know, it's still his girlfriend. He's still trying to maintain, you know, some kind of dignity. And I'm just like, you know, it happens to everyone. And that's when I swear to God, he looked at me with more love in his eyes than all those 9 months of us together. I blew him. I fucked him. I, you know, I did all this shit for him. I housed him. I clothed him. Like, all this shit. But the fact that I was okay with him shitting himself, that's when we knew.
But in all fairness, Hamda, you did not know that he promoted his shit by putting his business card in. That does not happen to everyone. Right. I just like to say right now.
I didn't have... Now, she mentioned twice.
By the way, I made those cards for him.
Oh. I'm in the lobby. Then I try to find the room. Then I go down to the lobby again. Then I go up and try to find the room. Then I call to call you. I go down to the lobby. There's at least 4 bathrooms in the lobby.
See, I have two. I too, Keith, have shit my pants.
See,
two different
you.
Occasions, and this is
no. And by the way, before you start, he goes.
No, it's his turn.
No way. He goes. I go, baby, don't worry. It really happens to everyone. He made me mention people that I know that have shit their pants.
How many names did you get?
I got at least 2. To be
that's
honest,
that's good. Yeah, no, that's reaffirming.
That's enough.
I did a show recently at Rafifi at the Invite Them Up show on Wednesday nights.
Drop another name, babe.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, I was doing a show, and then like one guy was talking about like shit in his pants, and like I went up and like I was like, yeah, me too, 2 times, and then like I went on to do the rest of my set, and like it was received well, like with like, you know, laughs and whatnot, and but the thing is, like, I still wonder why like more people don't come up to me after my. It's like girls. I was just like, I made like a joke that night, I think, about like, it's like, hey, you think you feel sorry for me? Make out with me, and like, and it didn't get any laughs. So I was like, oh, maybe it's because I talked about shitting my pants.
Not everybody is me, buddy.
Yeah,
he won.
Yet even when you don't talk about shitting your pants, girls still don't come up to you after you say make out with me, which is that's
Hari's
weird.
Nice. That's nice, Hari.
Yeah.
And if I may give away more of the story, because. The
Please.
Story is just way
Why
too good.
Why can't we hear enough about a grown man shitting in his dumps?
Because, okay.
Dear Keith and the girl, I want to hear more poo stories. Mission granted.
You know who likes shit? alligators. I was at a zoo.
Hulk Hogan was there.
I'm writing this down for Milanaki.
You see,
Hulk Hogan, shitting pants, applesauce.
By the way, don't be surprised, people, if in the next Andy Milanakis show he shits his pants.
Guess what? Out of all the humor you see on that show, not to interrupt, out of everything you see on the show that gets on it, he does not like poop humor.
This is true. No bathroom humor.
No mention of pee. No mention of poo.
Farts.
Farts. Yeah.
But he's on the street making fun of Chinese. No fart jokes, though.
Oh, do you mean Chinese? that's the craziest part about the show.
Saturday. Yeah.
So imagine trying to write a show like that where you got to be as stupid as you can. You know, put your head up your ass and try not to talk about what you see. You know, right. It's like a horrible.
No polyps. He doesn't think it's funny.
That's funny.
Well, everyone has their thing. At least he doesn't make you take out the green M&Ms. Anyway, in case you didn't hear
Just like to say right now, by the way, Andy is a very cool person.
I
really want to say that right now because, like, we really like him a lot. Like, Andy himself
had sex with him. Oh, my God, Hari.
So many times.
Oh, my God.
Me too.
And I'm like, how old are you the whole fucking time?
And he still doesn't tell me.
It's weird. And then I go to Google and I'm like, well, I guess I didn't have to fuck him.
You should have taken it in the ass. That's how he went out.
He is a really funny, really nice kid. He just doesn't like bathroom humor, and neither do I, for that matter. So please, when you guys request to be my friends on MySpace, don't send me poop jokes. I don't like them. Unless Keith does it. In which case, it's funny.
And not like
Speaking of poop. Anyway, so now we're snuggling in bed. He's wondering how I'm still okay with it. I'm the greatest girlfriend in the world. And then I'm like, okay, let me just, you know, quickly pee before we go to sleep. Yes, I'm sexy too. And I go to the bathroom.
I'm so drunk. I'm sure I heard any of that, you know.
He must have been so drunk.
Okay, but don't leave me. They wash their clothes, don't they?
Oh, that's another thing. Hold on. So he's like, I don't know. I can't. Blah, 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 blah. And then I go to the bathroom. There's shit on the floor. Okay.
Dude, you shit. How do you shit on the floor?
He didn't shit on the floor. He took his clothes off in the bathroom, and there's shit all over his clothes.
I took it off in the tub, though.
No, you didn't.
I took my pants off in the tub.
Andy would hate this right now.
So sorry, Andy. Anyway, so I'm like,
you'll know this when you're a grown up. It happens.
He's 72.
I'm making it like I'm pulling up my collar. You can't see that. Radio. iPodio. Also, really quick, you guys are on a podcast, but you have PCs. I find that very funny.
There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that?
Incestual.
Podcast, iPod.
Or not incestual, interracial, perhaps.
Interspecial.
You don't know what you're talking about, and I call asshole. Okay, I'm not done with my shit story.
Sorry, taken.
Okay, so now he's figuring out how to whatchamacallit, had to clean himself up, and I'm like, you know what, I'll just clean up. He's like, fuck no, that's the end of the line, you still have to fuck me at some point, you're not doing this.
You were trying to clean me up?
I was trying, not you up, but I was like, I'm sorry, babe, there's poop in the thing, and he's like, I'll do it, just don't, stay away from the bathroom, I can't have you see any more of this shit, literally.
Why would you be cognizant enough to stop her from reviewing the shitty tiles and clothing?
She knows I'm a mess, right? I just shit my pants. How old am I? Close to my 30s, right, at the time? Just clean up my shit. Why you gotta ask me? It's like earlier, it's like, oh, do you want me to get these guys beer? And I'm like, I could do it,
you
but I'm not getting
hug
off
and
my
a kiss,
seat. Right.
And then behind her back, you hand her some Clorox.
She's like, right. She's like, yeah, okay. Do you want me to? All right, I'll go. So just clean up my shit.
No. If I'm going to do anything like that, I need like 50 million things of credit. Then we decide to put his underwear and his pants, his one pair of pants, by the way, that same denim pair of shorts that I threw.
Jean shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So
the ones I wore to get on Queer Eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean BFGFC, by the way.
You know what?
Boyfriend, girlfriend credit.
You're just getting gayer and gayer. We are so making out after the show.
They
I write
on you
for
in high
teen.
School?
bow and goes.
We put it into the laundry thing, and he's like, no, don't give it to them. They're going to know I shit in my pants. And I'm like,
they won't know from the couch.
Right. But then I'm like, no, it's okay. We'll give it to them. And so I actually sent it to the laundry in the Mohegan Sun hotel. Then I panicked later because I'm like, oh, my God, we just gave them shit in the pants drawers.
Yeah, but their skin was darker than yours anyway,
no,
right?
No, but we just gave them that. And now they can link it to the new now, shit couch.
It wasn't. They're not really Indians.
Wait, did you say engines? I'm sorry, I can't see because you have that thing in front of your mouth. Wait, engines. No,
sorry, I've been drinking too much fire water. I don't even know what you guys are saying.
I've been thanking God for water.
So Henda has a nightmare that night.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
yeah,
Christ.
No, seriously, yeah.
About what?
About us, I don't remember, but I remember.
You were telling me they put it together. My underwear and the couch.
If Hemda woke up crying without a bad nightmare, I still wouldn't be surprised at this point of the story.
Yeah, but I was so scared that they would put it together and now we're in big trouble for shitting on a couch and the hotel is under my name. And by the way, I was there because I was doing a job. I was there because I hired a whole bunch of dancers for this event over there.
An event that took
up
whatever
like,
their big stages.
Yeah, but like duty diapers and like duty couches, I don't see how they could like I'm sure they get so many duty draws like every single night, like periody draws. I'm sure they get a lot of nasty things.
Not only that.
I don't think they connect them.
Not only that, but I was okay with it after my younger brother was with us as well. He decides, because I'm like, oh, they're going to see the shit and blah, blah, blah. And there are video cameras everywhere.
That's
so,
the thing I'd be worried
about. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, he didn't think of that. And
I thought it through, I will shit on this couch. I didn't think there may be cameras.
So I'm thinking there's cameras.
Weird.
I'm freaking out. This is what money is good for. My younger brother, who has a decent amount of money, goes, if they find that tape, I will pay for that couch and whatever the hell else they sue you for if they give me a copy of the tape of you shitting in that
Look
couch.
Look at the Jews in action.
I love it.
This is what they do.
I was able,
everything can be bought.
I was able to sleep so well after that. I was like, okay.
And we go up to look at it the next morning.
He goes and visits his shit couch the next day.
She's nervous.
I'm wigging out.
Was it actually like velvet roped off and like there was a little poster up saying Keith Malley has shit here and like, you know, people came taking pictures. Soon. How many more podcasts before that happens? Because that will happen. Mohegan Sun, I hope you're listening.
She's real nervous because it's like you're revisiting a crime scene. You know, like, what is it? They might be staking it out. But I had to know, and the whole cushion was missing. I'm like, that's funny. Let's go get breakfast.
Oh, they didn't just flip it over? Because that's what I would have done at my hotel.
We said
come to Hari's hotel, where everything's nice and clean.
I need to, being a waiter, I don't know how close this is to that, but you would have, the white linen when it's, you know, fancy pants. And being a busboy, and you take everything off of it, and then instead of replacing the linen, you just turn
flip
it upside
it over.
Down. You know how many times you can flip?
Linen?
Linen, yeah. You turn it upside down so you can't see the jelly stains and the crumbs. Guess how many times you can flip that over? 3, surprisingly. I can't explain it.
That's funny. That's just like your underwear.
Times.
How many times you flip?
Do the stains disappear when they're on the
I don't
other
know.
Side?
I can't explain it either, but 3 times. And, yeah, we get the underwear back. The whole bag still smells like shit. There's a shit stain in the jean pants that went, you know, through my drawers, which we didn't even begin to give those
to
them.
Panties.
And a little shit still on the t-shirt.
Oh my, what the fuck? Wait, whoa.
You know how you get the, please, don't act like you never took those shits.
Streaking?
Like the streaks where it looks like you just rode a bike down a fucking dirt path.
Yeah, and then I shit on my t-shirt after I'm done with the dirt path. Like when nice dirt path. Time to congratulate myself by shitting on my shirt. How do you get shit on your shirt?
How do you shit on a couch when there's bathrooms on every floor?
Check it out. Easy.
How did you
Easy.
Do anything
Laziness.
That you did that night? You were the Lord Jesus visiting us in a very new, very
well,
unexpected
here's,
form.
Here's what happens at the Mohegan Sun and every whatchamacallit?
Casino?
At every casino. If you're at a table, you don't even have to play, you get free drinks.
You have to play.
So,
or is the Mohican different?
You don't really have to play.
You don't really have to play. You can stand there, act like you're playing.
You just have to offer them beads.
No, I go to what I do is if the times I'm in Vegas, which I try to keep very far in between, I'll stay at like a slot machine with a coin about to go in, and then I'll wait, and then I'll see the waitress. I'll be like, "Free drink, please," and then like she'll be,
"You
all
have
right.
to do it."
And yeah, I'm like, and she'll be right away. I was like, "That's right." And then the thing is, they won't come for another 20 minutes. But you got to fucking act like you're just like you hold the same coin.
That's a lot.
Maybe
of work.
Do a couple coins, not too many, because you don't want to fucking have the ratio of what you spend to what you
keep it under $2. Please come to our show. It'll be $12 at Pianos. Check out pianosnyc.com.
Wow.
February 5th.
You should
speaking of money, you have to pay money to come to our show. Our show.
By the way, it is a fundraiser.
Speaking of things,
for
sometimes things happen.
Jonah, could you shut up so I can plug our short? It's a hilarious short that you guys will never see unless you're on the film festival circuit, which I'm sure you are not. Until you see my boobies.
What's that girl's name again?
Jenna Jameson?
No.
Kristen Hopwood?
You'll never be there, bitch.
No, she'll never be on the film festival circuit. She's too busy playing bat mitzvahs and weddings disco band. But
if she does have $12.
She might be scraping that together right now in her apartment. Listen, I don't want to talk about her. I didn't want to give her power. That's exactly what she wants. What I want to give power is this short film that Jonah and I wrote. And if you guys support the arts at all, you will come to Pianos, see awesome rockin' really loud bands, and some great comedy.
So this isn't just like a thing you do every so often to make money. This is make money in general. This is specifically to help produce a movie that you guys
Absolutely.
Are working on.
Absolutely. This is for That's a nice. Very specific project. It's a short film that we wrote that we're very passionate about. If you guys think suicide is funny, this is the one for you. Come and support this. Check out alokemusic.com. Check out netherlands.tv.
They're not checking anything out but MySpace for your
Check
booty
pictures. Check out my tatas. Check them all out, and I'll tell you what, you're going to have a good time at this show. Eugene Merman is an amazing New York comedian. He's going to be there. Okay. It's going to be fun.
Seriously, how
you know what's really, it's really funny?
It better be funny.
What's really funny is that like all these guys on your listening are going to her MySpace page to check out her boobs. But right now, with these shirts they're wearing, my boobs look bigger than hers. Fellas, Jonah Ray, MySpace.
Jonah Ray.
If you're more in the boobs.
.boobies.blogspot.com.
Somebody,
really
shut up. Somebody in our chat just joined the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and all they want is to see your boobs.
What do you got? Cancer AIDS? Asshole, why don't you die?
Oh,
I'm
so
sorry.
Not nice. He's got cancer of the boobs, and he just wants to see healthy breasts before he dies. That wasn't even nice. That wasn't even sexual what he wanted. My God.
I don't know if they're healthy, but if he wants to give me an exam, we can work something
Seriously,
out.
Seriously, she's going
to
be at the DVD screening, and that's going to happen February 7th.
I really don't know how people get stalkers.
I really don't.
It's plug night and slanty eyed Saturday and faggy Friday, all rolled in one. So here you are and welcome.
I realized they'll go into casinos. How you get the free drinks is that you walk around from table to table and you order your drink. And everywhere you're at, you order a drink.
Casinos
until finally
are the fucking dumbest thing ever, Keith. Can't they make them fun? Why can't they make it like an
Why
arcade?
Why can't I win more?
An arcade where you win money. Like you actually get to play a game. Like a pinball machine.
Nobody's with you on
money.
This one. Sorry. Nobody.
How fucking close can they turn those?
Am I getting dinged on this one? By the way, my tits are huge. listen, I just don't understand why it can't be like video games and then you get
They
money.
Have video games. What's that one-armed bandit? What's that called? What's the normal name for it? Slot machine.
You press one button.
You press fucking 20 buttons. Are you kidding?
An Andy Milonakis writer would be entertained with that. I want to play a game. I want to kill some people. I want to shoot them.
Now,
I want to drive a car.
They turn these slot machines into like you can pick all these different angles to play, what's going to line up, and then you push a button and a spaceship shoots an alien. And they do have arcades. You're not going to casinos. You're just yapping. When's the last time you were at a casino? Liar.
By the way, I've only been to a casino once, and it was in New Orleans about a year and a half ago.
Oh, rest in peace, New Orleans.
Good luck to them.
Yeah.
I know other shows are going on
I'm
that support
so
that.
I'm not so bummed about
Too
New
soon.
Orleans being underwater, by the way.
You're not so bummed about it?
No, because you know what? When I went there, I was more bummed about the fact that it just sucks as a place. It's not cool and it's
not
fun.
Are you
fun.
Not into anything that anybody else likes?
New Orleans is like, it's like the grossest, nastiest tourist trap. It smells like a bar. Like when you come into work and the next day, it smells like vomit, piss, shit, and it smells like Keith's bedroom.
What's your point?
But
that's because you work in a bar, right?
No. New Orleans is fucking disgusting. It's like one big shop that sells mugs with boobs on them. Yeah. I'm waiting for this city to like realize that when they have to rebuild, they're going to rebuild some of what made it naturally interesting and beautiful. Like the French Quarter looks like shit. It smells like shit. It is a shitty place to be. It was a shitty place to be.
But you know what? One word.
I hope
titties. I don't think people
because
are
the
going.
French people. You know, it sticks around that stuff. The French people. They
I'm
smell.
Not, I'm not going to disagree that titties are fine and wonderful. But I swear to God, you go to Manhattan, Kansas, you're going to find some fucking titties. There's titties everywhere. Like
not ones that you get for
New
boobs.
Orleans had natural, beautiful like architecture. It had natural, beautiful
ding.
Like, amazing food.
Ouch.
I know I'm not
go.
Being
go,
funny.
Go up there a different time. Go up there during the jazz festival.
I did not go there during Mardi Gras. I never went there during Mardi Gras. I went there for my alcoholic grandma's funeral.
Oh, funny. Jesus. You're trying to bum
I
us out.
Oh, I wonder why it wasn't
why
fun.
Why didn't you like it?
No. I don't give a shit about her. I never saw that bitch anyway. I met her once in my life.
Nice to know, despite the way you were treated in high school, you turned out okay.
Not resentful at all. But, you know, I was hoping for so much more. I was hoping for everything to, you know, look cool, old, and artsy, and have a lot of great jazz and food and music, and it's not. And I hope that, like, when they rebuild it, they try to restore a little bit of, like, what
we
made
all
that
hope
place
that.
Great.
We all hope that, yes.
Amen. God willing.
Except for the jazz. Beedle-ba, not having it. Not having that. Squid-da-beedle-doo. No, sorry.
All right, so if we could get serious for a second.
Somebody said God flush the toilet.
Hey, start your own podcast, fucker.
That's funny. you go through the casino, and you get your drinks, and then eventually, like an hour or two later, you have the whole place ready. Like, where's this drink go? And it's like, oh, that's me. Do you see what I'm saying? So everywhere you go, there's always a drink ready for you.
You mean planting seeds?
Yes, just exactly.
Plant the seeds around
exactly.
The casino.
This did not happen to me at a casino. Maybe I would stop bitching if that had been my experience.
No, I was trying to do that last time. I went to Vegas for Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, and me and my brother were trying to wait for our free drinks, doing that trick I had just like mentioned, and then like nothing. So we went and found $1 beers, and that was the end of it. Because a $1 beer, you know, $2 beer with a tip, 50 cents if you're me.
Were people tipping? Because I've told this story, but when I worked as a bartender for, you know, Applebee's, you would have those dollar drinks, you know, the hour whatever of, not hour, it'd be fucking like 4 hours of dollar beers, and people are leaving, I'm going to leave 20% tip for you on your dollar beer. It's nothing but the whole bar wrapped around is change. It's the sickest.
Get out of here at
now,
Applebee's,
drink,
get out.
A drink. Is always a dollar tip.
No does matter, Applebee's
like,
some, let you...
Any product they give to you at a bar, it's always got to be a dollar tip. I tip like shit every other restaurant. At a bar, it's always a dollar.
Do they let you asshole. Throw change at people at Applebee's, or do you lose Apple bucks for that? Because I have thrown change at people more than once
have
working
you?
At bars. Oh, yeah.
You've what'd you say?
Thrown it at people. Yeah. I wanted to make that really clear. I have actually thrown change at people. As
what did they do to throw
and
change?
And what happens?
No, first, what
they try to fight me, and a big, huge, fat, black bouncer kicks their ass out.
Wait, did your bar have $4.50 beers?
No.
Did it have
beers
are $5.75?
If you leave me fucking pennies, I swear to God, you better be expecting to get pennies in your forehead. Because that's what's going to happen. That is the most insulting thing you could do.
That's awesome.
You're better off not leaving anything than leaving a bartender change. It's just going to piss them off.
If you guys are going to come to the show, bring a bunch of change to give to Hari.
one of my favorite stories when we first
I'm sorry. Wouldn't that be great? You tip. I want to tip. I want to have money to tip. People that shouldn't be tipped Just like I want to, I said this. I want to be at Radio Shack and be looking around. Somebody wants at Radio Shack wants to help me out. Like, can I help you? No, you can't because you know nothing. And then give them a dollar. But that's for you, sport. You know, and then be at Hari Show and go, hey, good show today. And like shake her hand, but sneak in like a dollar and go,
thank God. God bless you, sir. But let me tell you, by the way, tip at coffee shops because those people work really, really hard.
No, coffee shops, you got to tip.
Tip at what? Like Starbucks coffee shops?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Starbucks.
No.
I don't really go to Starbucks, but like, independent coffee shops, like, it takes so much more to make a cappuccino than it does
to
make a martini.
Did you bring me my drink or no?
No, but they made you your cappuccino.
That's what they. That's what they're.
The same way a bartender made you your martini.
The same way McDonald's made my cheeseburger.
A lot more.
No, they didn't. They just pulled a lever and then it appeared.
No, I disagree.
And Ronald McDonald shat it out.
I disagree. I totally disagree. That's like tipping someone who's working retail. Where no. I worked retail. I had to fold your fucking clothes. I had to take the thing off, the alarm off.
I decided not to wipe my ass.
You fucking bitched, Hari. Thanks a lot.
I've done all those jobs. And personally, I always leave a coffee shop person. If they make me a cappuccino or especially a sandwich with like a bagel with cream cheese, I always give them $1 because that's a lot harder than making a martini.
Well, here's the thing. I worked at a record store. I never expected to get tipped, but I had to fucking organize the shit that people left around. I had to grab the CDs that they wanted to listen
to.
Homeless people.
That's your fucking job.
Exactly. But then when I worked at a fucking coffee shop and I had to, like, you know, make shit and be clean.
What? You were forced to not pick your nose? Meanwhile,
it's hard.
Meanwhile, by the way, we expect to be tipped as clowns. I fucking made that balloon.
Yeah, you know, you do. Don't you get tipped?
We do.
Well, then there you go.
That's different.
Listen, there's a tip jar. You don't have to. There's a lot of people you're not going to tip in your life, and there's a lot of people you're going to pay a lot of money hourly to deal with. But
I understand that a cappuccino costs $4, and that's all I can afford.
Right. I don't know. When you go to an independent coffee shop, it's a little less than a Starbucks. You don't have to figure out some new vernacular in order to order it. And those kids, like...
Some of those Starbucks people get insurance.
That's Starbucks. Yeah. I've only worked at independent coffee shops. I have no idea. I don't know what a venti is from my fucking asshole or my giant tits, guys. Please come to pianos. But I do know that
It didn't take her long to figure out our audience.
I like to give those people some money because I've made a cappuccino and I've made a martini. And for some reason, when I make a martini, I get $1. For some reason, when I make a cappuccino, people
That's
just
fart comparison.
On my face.
That's a good comparison. It's a good point.
I mean, you are getting paid an hourly wage. I'm not going to lie. In a coffee shop, you get about like minimum wage. But
as a bartender,
tips,
you don't make money.
As a bartender, no.
You only make money doing tips.
Sometimes you make a shift pay.
$2 an hour?
Which is about $40 for the night.
Well, that's not what you're making coffee. You're making more than that.
It really depends on where you work. I worked in a bar where I worked 5 hours a night and I got paid $40. It really depends on where you work. Don't assume that the coffee shop jerk in his cardigan with his little like kitty scratching face, like he like makes more than somebody who works in a bar, because it's not necessarily that way.
Kitty scratching face? What's a kitty scratching face?
I don't know. It's just that sort of like, I'm a little upset and emo when I'm listening to sad music. Good morning. What do you want? It's like that guy, like, he has to deal with your shitty-ass attitude before you get your caffeine in the morning.
He has to deal with my shitty-ass attitude with his shitty-ass attitude right back at me.
Then do not tip him. But
that's what you get, though, by
the
way.
Always charming, as you can tell.
For working,
I am nothing but charm.
When you work at a bagel store, it seems like you have every right to be like, what do you want? Fine. And that's what you get. You get a no-tipping job, and you get to be an asshole back to me, and I don't complain about it.
Hemda, I just love your Jewish rationale for everything, and I'm really happy. Like, I'm a Jew, and I feel you on that.
When you go in to buy the menorah, and they say...
Before you said that, somebody said, Max said, I call Jew.
No, it is the most Jewish rationale, and any member of my family would be like right on your side with that. They'd be like, mitzvah tank, here we go.
I think you're right, and I fucking hate that you're right, and now I'm gonna have to tip at coffee shops, you fucking bitch.
Hold on, though. Wait. Okay, that was a good point.
That Hemda's a Jew?
That Hemda's a Jew. And now I'm starting to figure it out.
Can I ask my Jewish question now? Because I was going
to
ask
before. No, you cannot.
Hold on.
We go to a coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
And what is a coffee at a regular coffee shop, not a Starbucks? How much?
$1.50 to $1.75 for a regular coffee.
And
just
now
a
you're tipping an extra dollar.
Coffee.
And now you're tipping an extra dollar.
An
now
extra dollar, or it's fair to tip the change. If you give them like a two, if you give them $2, that's $1.25. It's fair to tip the 75 cents. It's just fair to leave them something.
If coffee,
one thing
$1.
That used to piss me off when I worked in coffee shops is that I would make someone a bagel sandwich with like I would cut them up fucking onions and lettuce and tomato and all these things, and it was like they wouldn't tip me. And then I'd go to my bar job at night and I'd shake someone up a martini that takes two ingredients, drop some olives in that I've fucking spit all over and a bunch of people have put their hands in.
Well, they don't.
And they'd give me like $3 for that.
That's
like, it just didn't make sense.
That's different because that's the rules. But, and now we're talking about new rules. If a coffee's $1.75, is it okay to leave that final quarter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you leave me a quarter in a bar, you better expect that it's going to hit you in the eye or the balls, or it's just going to leave an indentation of George Washington somewhere in your body.
You go to a bodega, and they make you a roast beef cheese sandwich.
Are they Spix?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you in New York?
Do you tip that? Hell no.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point, babe.
You're going to take back everything.
I'm just a white kid trying to get by. They have rent control. They got, I don't know.
Have you ever tipped a bodega?
I just moved to this city. They've been living here for the last 17 years.
Ignorant.
That's interesting.
I have tipped bodega works. I am a fairly good tipper. I'm a fairly good tipper pretty much anywhere I go because that's just like, I enjoy it. I get a kick out of tipping people.
Because you think you're better than everyone?
Pretty much. And, you know, when they eat rice with their fingers, it makes me sad. I don't really know. I like to tip people. I'm like, I'm literally, as bitter and angry as I really sound, I'm when I go into places, I'm that person who's like, thanks and have a great day. I'm like super white and I
ding, I don't care how nice Hari is. What's your Jew question?
I feel like people were listening and they're like, oh damn, do I tip now? And now you're saying whatever.
I say do it feels right, but the standards that you've been living by, you might want to reevaluate. Because there are people that wake up at 5:30 in the morning to serve you your coffee when you're in a bad mood because you have to go to work, and they're not making enough to get by.
So many other people waking up at like 4 in the morning and giving you tokens for the train.
Yeah, but then again, they went on strike, and it really fucked up that night when
God.
I wanted to
You're
go
the
out.
Fucking Jew deciding who deserves your money and who doesn't.
I don't decide who deserves what. I'm just saying, like, you know, reevaluate the standards, because a lot of times I just don't think it's...
Kari's going to list any job that she's had, and those are the people that you're going to have to
I
tip.
I do not think you should tip retail workers.
Asshole.
Thanks a lot,
assholes
asshole.
Assholes get tips now.
We just saw
comedians do get tips. Come to Pianos NYC and give Eugene.
We just saw the movie The Island. I think it's a very good movie, but there's some silly parts in it, like, and for lack of a better word, holes in the movie. So the whole movie's bullshit to me. Do you know what I mean? So there's still holes about this tipping thing where I'm like, fuck it. I'm
tip
not changing.
Michael Bay when it makes sense. I don't know, dude. I'm just saying, like, for me, I'd done some jobs. I didn't make some money in some that it seemed like were harder work than the others.
Yeah, I'm not tipping fucking coffee people. Fuck them.
All right, fine.
See, he's the real Jew in the relationship.
I have no job anymore. I really don't give a shit what you guys do. All I'm doing is planning a party.
I'm only going to tip people that make food behind the scenes. If I can see that you're not spitting in my shit,
right.
Thanks
if
for not
you know
spitting
that
in my
the
shit.
Shake you're getting isn't filled with shit, then you'll give him a tip.
So what's your Jew question?
My Jew question is, why don't Hasidic Jews shake hands with women? Do you know that?
There's like an impurity thing. I think it's because a woman can at any given point be on her period, in which case she's impure and you can't touch her.
It really has to do with periods?
That's what I heard. And there's also another thing,
because
a girl... There's also that's why they separate women and men in more religious synagogues, because, and that's why a woman can't read from the Torah, because at any given moment she can be on her period. Yeah.
But
Like, it's very unclean. And also, you know.
Am I right, fellas? Am I right? Women be shopping. I'm out.
And there's a whole, like, modesty thing that has to do with the religion. But I think modesty is just an excuse for being like, we oppress our women. Because you can't show your collarbone. You can't show your ankles.
And men do not ask for directions. I don't understand. But what? That's so. It is an inferiority thing, though.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. but they're not saying it like that. They're just saying it's like their time to cleanse, and they need to be by themselves.
Because I got shut down by Yossi and a couple of other Jewensteins when I was looking for a location for Millinocket with a black guy. They shook the black guy's hand, but when I went to shake their hand, they were like, "I'm sorry, we did not shake hands with women." And I was like, "Oh my god, I forgot Hasids don't shake hands with women."
I'm surprised they shook the black man's hand.
But then again, they did shake the black man's hand, and when we were walking away, I was like, that really, like, that just, I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was like, they wouldn't shake hands with me. He's like, why?
But I'm the white one.
And I'm like, Jules, what if somebody was like, I'm sorry, I just don't shake hands with coloreds. You know what I mean? Like, you'd just be like, it's like going back centuries. All of a sudden, here you are, and it's real. And it's like,
not only that, I'm
dirty and tainted, and you won't touch me.
Yeah. There's also, if you're a married couple, you can now touch each other. But if a woman's on her period, you're now sleeping in separate bedrooms. By the way, this is why Jews are cheap. We need to hold on to our money because of all these rules. Kosher food is like double the price of regular food. Actually, if you're really religious, you need two sinks in your house.
To explain it away.
One for one for meat and one for dairy. Just all the shit.
Our friend Brett Gelman, really funny comic in New York. He has
will
this
be
awesome
at our show on pianos on February 5th.
All right. But he has this I said this like one thing really just off the cuff. I was like, God's something. I was like, yeah, God's a Jew. And like, it's like, what if he was a Jew? It's like, it's expensive to make people. Don't you know how much it costs? All the different types. And
that's why I really think there's only so many molds of people. And you're like, you remind me of somebody because maybe he's a Jew.
Maybe he's a God. You know, he doesn't like to differentiate.
Mac on the forum wants to play Truth or Dare with me. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha, he says.
Hemda, why Mac- did you kill Kurt Cobain? We just want to know. Yeah,
exactly. Mac, you're creepy. It's a creepy laugh. To laugh that much after it's like, hey, let's play Truth or Dare. No, no, no. And then everyone's like, ha ha. And then like he goes again, like, oh, no, no, no. And you're like, okay. He's like,
pick Dare. I'm sure it's not Kiss Hari on the Mouth.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I have a feeling like I'm in the way, like for your like listeners. Like, it's like everyone's like, Hari, yeah, fucking tits, MySpace. And then they're like,
dude, Jonah has huge tits too. I really like, I want to stress this for you guys so he doesn't feel left out. They're big and supple.
You know, now that you said Jonah has big boobs, my boobs are really starting to feel inferior. I can't have two people with bigger boobs than me in the same room.
What's that prayer? And it's not even just period. What's the Jewish prayer?
Oh, yeah, there's a prayer every morning that only guys say
every morning, not mornings when women have periods.
Right. It literally translates to this: thank you, God, for not making me a woman.
Holy shit!
But you know what?
Much like our prayer today, thank you, God, for not making red water come out of my crotch every single day.
But then you ask a guy about that, and you ask a Jew about that, and they say, well, you know, you're really just thanking God for creating you. Like, so you were born as you and
fuck
not anybody
off.
Else.
Yeah,
right.
That's fucking such bullshit.
And then
but
you
I'm
go.
Glad. Right. I'm seriously, I'm glad.
Thanks, Yossi.
Yeah, I was talking to Hari the other day. Like I was just like, I'm so stoked that I don't have to ever have to have a period. Like, it would just suck. It's like blood coming out of my dick. Like, I mean, it happens occasionally, but like all the time, like regularly, that would be weird.
Tell everyone about my menstrual period.
No, I just said no.
Thank you so much.
I went around saying it. You guys had no idea, right?
That you had
my man period.
I zoned out when you started talking about you dudes having periods. I don't care about
as
this.
Soon as
those
bloody
because it's scary. It's scary. It's a
went
scary
away
thought.
To I don't a know. Happy land.
Why would you tell Hari though that you don't want to have periods? That's like going to a cripple and going, I would hate to fucking not be able to walk.
I would suck asshole.
It's but, all worth it.
I mean, God, if my T cell count got really low, AIDS would suck. Sorry, Magic.
You know what that
man, is. I envy you. You can't get a sunburn.
But don't
you're
worry.
Black.
It's 2006. You could put a cork in it. It's not a big deal. Scientists figured out how to deal with it.
I guess murder ball is fun, like paraplegic.
Like, hey, it's like, how you stop it? I don't know, put something up it.
That's the best we got.
Yeah,
that's
the best
we got.
You know what?
We got pills so you don't have periods all year long.
Yeah, the 4 years. But I heard, like, that's the thing. They
Other
said,
than
like,
that?
Have a period, like, four times a year. It's like, oh, what about the periods you get? Holy shit.
Have
oh,
a depo
my God.
Shot. Be a crazy psycho bitch. Go right ahead.
Yeah, in depo, you only get your period four times a year.
And you are a crazy psycho bitch 365
have
days
you known,
a year.
Really? Have you
Is
known anyone
true?
On depo?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Really?
It makes girls fucking psycho. It's like all those bottled
oh yeah you
like,
don't get
PMSing.
Period at all anymore.
You have it pretty much every single day
without the bleeding.
These women are psychotic. They are losing their minds. They don't know what to do. They are PMSing 365 days a year because so much shit is all up inside of them.
Do you believe in birth control pills at all?
Absolutely. I don't personally use them because I don't want to get fat, but
a snip snip problem solved. I'm back in Hollywood.
No, actually it's okay because if you take the pill and a half an hour later you throw up, the pill still goes through your system. I actually
my tits are big enough. I really don't need to take a birth control pill, thank you.
No, I'm so disappointed. I took the pill and my friend took the pill, her boobs got a little more swollen. I'm like, where's my swollen titties? I'd got none of the
I
good
did it
stuff.
When I was 16. They got so fucking huge.
Which one did
like,
you take? I'm
Lord
gonna get on those.
Almighty. Ooh, I think ortho tricycline.
I'm on tricycline.
Hamza, you're looking fine from over here in that tank top. Sweet.
Your balls doing?
Dude, you're ruining it.
Keith, my balls are like, cool. What about yours? Anyway, balls.
Ding.
Wait, what was it going to... I really want to talk about period... No, I really do.
No, the depo shot makes girls go fucking psycho. Every friend of mine that I've ever had that has taken this shot, that's just like... It's a just... It's like...
Pads or tampons.
Overload
pads or tampons.
Hormones
pads
in your
tampons.
Body.
Pads or tampons.
Oh, tampons, please. I don't want to carry that shit up on me all day. Get the fuck out of here.
I feel like...
That's very true.
I would like all men to see it that way because that's exactly how it is. It's like, why don't I just carry this around in my pocket all day? It's like you taking a shit and putting it in your back pocket and then walking around.
Hey, you want to check out my baby house? Because I got some.
I'm sorry. People are dinging the hell out of us right now. And even your boyfriend spooky ding. So I think we have to move on.
Really? I think that's interesting. I think
the
it's
period
interesting.
Stuff? Really?
No, I think, yeah, the way you said it, no. Period stuff is never interesting. But to learn that you don't get... They lie to us on TV. When you're saying you only have four periods a year, you just said... You only have a crazy bitch four times a year. And it's
no,
the exact
crazy
opposite.
Crazy bitch lasts all year round. Right. And period heavy bleeding lasts 4 months. But you are spotting every other day. So you're having like awkward, weird, brown, light bleeding that happens every other day. But you're a bitch every single day. And then four times a year, you got a little heavy flow that your boyfriend can get off on. It's not cool. And I don't advise any woman to do it. I've been doing all right. Haven't had a baby scare yet.
Well,
and
Keith,
I'm cute.
Keith is actually very gross about the whole period thing. He does not mind having sex during period. In fact,
that's
I
natural.
Love you, Keith.
That's natural.
He likes to afterwards look at his penis he believes that he went through war.
I love you no longer. That's just gross.
Easy come, easy go.
But not like last... I said, you don't want to carry that shit in your pocket. Maxi pads, that's what's going on.
I'm like, I say the gross things. I'm like, I'll plug it up. I'll plug it up. Plug
it's so
that
gross.
Up. I do. I think the last flow was the best. I see how, and I don't think about it. I don't.
He actually judges me based on what his penis looks like after. No, he doesn't. He takes credit for my period afterwards.
Oh
my God. He really does. Gross.
I act
he
like
goes, I really did well.
You tore it up.
I act like I dragged more out. I'm like, obviously flowing, that was God's design, but no, I kept her going. Like, you know, a volcano will go off or not, but there's shit you can do to it.
Oh my God, somebody said he had sex with a girl once, but she didn't tell him that she was on the period. Oh, Billy Bob, ugh.
Billy Bob, guess what? You've never had sex.
I was just going to say the same thing, Jonah. You and I have the same brain.
Yeah, how embarrassing
only
is that?
Only not when I'm bleeding. That is, yeah, that's just lame. Why? I mean, you know right away.
No, not on like the fourth day where you're kind of bleeding, but once you get in there, you're fucking bleeding.
Hey, Keith, you ever...
Smooth as ice.
I think I talked about this before. I was with a chick eating her out, and I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, Billy Bob, how you like that?
Good to see you, Keith.
And just getting these little white flakes and freaking out and having
white flakes?
And
having, I'm going to pee because I heard this story. Hold on.
And having no idea what it was. And just
I have to pee. Can I pee on you?
Yeah.
wait, white
end
flakes.
End of story. Right.
That's when the show got a little out of control.
So I'm just freaking out. Not freaking out because I kept licking it.
She had pussy dandruff?
There was pussy. It was like pussy dandruff. It was like, you know, it was like little flakes, but a little like cottage cheese.
Do they give Head and Shoulders? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Pun of the night. Do you have a contest for that? Of the night.
So I start poking at it with my tongue. I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this. It's like eating something that's past due, like yogurt, and it tastes funny. And you're like, this tastes funny, but it just cost me $3. So you eat it anyway. That's exactly
like
what I'm doing.
Like a go-gurt, right? Though.
And I know I did until finally I just stopped.
And you can take with you.
He's eaten an entire yogurt going, there's something wrong with this. And then later on was surprised as to why he was sick. And by the way, yes, I was listening while I was peeing. The door was half open.
You are the coolest girlfriend ever. I'm going to go pee and listen while I do it.
Wait, here's the thing. I once had sex with a guy. It was the first time we were having sex. And I used one of my condoms, right? And then we had sex. And then right after it, I looked at his penis and it was all red and I was not on my period. I freaked the fuck up. I freaked the fuck out for like half a second until I realized we put a red condom on his penis.
Oh, Jesus.
And yes, I did wash my hands.
Yeah.
So the very next day, I'm looking at Maxim magazine and they're talking about yeast infections. And I'm like, that was it.
Oh,
how
Jesus.
Come this bitch couldn't tell me? Then I'm talking to other girls like a study. They're like, no, it fucking itches. She know.
Oh, God. I don't think I've, like...
Nasty.
No, that's, like, bad. Nasty. Like the worst kind of embarrassing story I have, like, it was one time, it was, like, not sex, but, like, I was making out with the girl, and there was a move I do, or making out with the girl on my couch.
Listen carefully, there's a move.
I'm making out with her on my couch, and it's the thing I do where, like, I'll swing her on, like, you know, so she's sitting on my lap, and we're making out.
That's a good move.
And,
that's
like, yeah,
move.
No, it's nice. But here's the thing. This is, like, the awesome thing that I've done where, like, a girl's like, I was like, that was so awesome when you did that. And like,
I'm sorry, because for the youngsters listening, you're sitting side by side.
Yeah, we're sitting side by side. We start making out, and then right. like she, you know, gets on.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Yeah, on my lap,
suit.
We're making out, and then I was like, time to go to the bedroom. In my mind, I didn't say that loud because that probably would have killed the moment. But like, definitely. And then I stand up while holding them because I'm big. I can do that, and they feel small and like.
By
skinny.
Them, you mean girls, not just her boobs.
No,
I love
yeah,
that
no.
He's thought this out. It's actually true. Right. Girls do like that.
No, I just figure, like, you know, like, it's like I'm a big guy and I'll make her feel tiny and petite and, like, you know, like, it's just like, you know, so I stand up, like, while holding them, while making out, and, like, I'll, like, walk to the bedroom with, like, while making out.
God,
while,
that's
like,
so hot.
It's,
that
it's
is a
awesome.
Good one. You cannot yeah. resist yeah. that. That is yeah. a good one.
No, I've resisted it, but I'm just saying that's actually not when you think that
sure
out.
You have. Sure you have.
True enough. And, but here's the crappiest part. There was, I was doing that and, like, earlier that day, I was vacuuming in my apartment, and I had moved my coffee table a few feet to one side. Ugh. To get underneath it and, like, vacuum. I had not put it back. So I fucking stand up, take one step, and it's a fall. It's, like, not like a playful, like, ha-ha, we're tumbling together. It's like a fucking, like, it's like... Boom! Like fucking slam on the ground. She like goes like go, and I'm like I like twist my foot real bad on like you know twisting around the coffee table, and like it's both like it's like one of those falls where you just see bland and you're like you okay? Like it's like really bad.
That's like one of those moves. What's that move where they what's that movie where it's a bachelor party and they hire a hooker and the guy kills her because he's doing that
very
same
bad
move
things.
That you did.
Very bad things.
Piven. So good.
I always worry about that.
Yeah, like we fall. And then like she's like, oh, my tailbone. And I was like,
fuck.
I was like, I'm
fine. And
by
that she meant pussy.
Meaning it had gone and dried up at that moment. She's like, you okay? I was like, yeah. I try to stand up and I fall down again because I twisted my foot so bad. And like she's like, are you okay? I was like, just joking. And then I like fucking bite my lip and walk normally to the bed.
Oh.
And like and
that's
like,
a real man.
Part where we all go, oh, Jonah.
Yeah. No, I'm very impressed. That's what you got to do.
Show must go on.
I hunch back in the couch and just jerk off.
This happens
a
lot.
No, that's a true story.
During Jonah's act, this, oh, Jonah.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. Like, it's like a long time ago, I had this like stupid poem, I would say, like where it's like one of the lines was like, girls, I don't want you to pity. No, guys, I don't want you to pity me, but girls, I welcome your sympathy.
And wait, like but what's the thing? Can I will invite a bit. Do you want to be my?
Oh, it's a bit. It's
Hari just took improv classes, by the way, right?
Yay!
UCB Theater.
What? So that was
he
very
just
good.
Totally
the way you
killed his.
I'm a comedian. Officially.
No, we'll get to that. I like the way she set him up.
I know, funny. That's what I'm trying to say here.
You're in UCB's beginning program,
that's
right?
That's right. I am in level 101.
Now, do you look around you and
my,
be like...
My teacher is affectionately known as Asshole Jones.
It's a character she plays, apparently.
We're calling it Classhole Jones now.
That's
whenever
clever.
I go, I'm going to Classhole Jones.
Did you improv that?
We riffed it.
Let's try one.
It was a little bit of riffing.
Let's try an improv. Ready?
Yes, and...
Wait. Let's take a...
No heckling.
Let's take a suggestion from the from the chat room.
Okay. That's right. Open it up. Where are we, chat room?
We will give them
AIDS.
Five
I'm sorry, I lose.
We are not in AIDS. What next suggestion?
Fuck you! We're not in fuck you. Okay, we're in fuck you.
All right, fuck you, and I am a circus performer.
See, I never, improv, I don't think I'd be so good.
Like, no, you'd be great. You'd be great.
So, say something to me.
What do you mean? Okay, something I would say to you is like...
I mean, how are you today, Hari?
You'd want to give something a little more specific. Like, I just picked my nose.
The suggestion is ding.
Ding. And then you go, yes, ding, and I'm an asshole, and so are the rest of us four. And then I could say, yes, the rest of you four are all assholes, and I'm sick of being in your shitty house, and I want to go back to Manhattan. Then you could say, you want to go back to Manhattan, at so on and so forth.
Oh, she said you have to repeat the person and say, you have
it's
to repeat.
It's sort of like giving somebody credit for what they're saying and then adding on to it with a little more information.
See, I wasn't that good.
I learned that today in 101. I've been taking improv for about 10 or 11 years, and starting an improv 101 for me is very funny. You can't move up in this world of improv. You have to go to this 101, and it's comedy, and it's a new thing, because usually when you take improv, they don't actually allow you to be funny. So for me, it's new, and it's exciting.
You have to pay your dues. Because
right.
If you just go on stage and be like, I'm in a bowling alley, nobody's going
to
believe you.
Well, a lot.
If you
but
don't
just,
have
yeah,
the thing
a lot of these
it.
Exercises are things that I'm very comfortable and familiar with. So I'm going through it, and I'm actually having a good time. It's a good place to go, and if you want to take a class, it's easy to sign up. Anybody can do it.
Good luck. Good luck. So your Jonah. Story, Jonah.
No girls like you. Go ahead.
A lot of girls actually love the shit out of me.
Literally?
A girl loves me and then I just shit myself.
Courtney.
Anyway, the joke that she
I'm going to interrupt you again because somebody's suggestion was lick my balls, suck my nuts, suck my balls, suck my nuts, lick my nuck, suck my...
Nuts.
I'll let you know in a minute if you were right.
That would be
it was balls.
That
sorry.
That would be considered a refusal. So we're going to have to shut them down and say no.
What's this guy's screen name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Biss said balls. You were right, Keith. That was nuts.
Thank you.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yes. Now tell your story.
Now there's like minutes of buildup where it's just a really shitty, just one-off joke.
There's not.
You
got
to make it good. That's what improv's about.
There's minutes of boredom and crying.
Yeah. Like I'm going to break down in the middle of it and just like start master crying. basically, the joke is every time I try to go up to a girl and like, you know, talk to her, like it's like I only can really think of one thing to say because it's the only thing that's really going to be the truth of the situation, which is like, hey, do you want to be best friends now or do you want to go through an awkward period before that happens?
Because and that actually is the truth of pretty much every situation.
See, now things not funny, but awkward.
Not funny, no.
Also very awkward. I'm eating
very
pizza.
Awkward.
This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part of any comedian. Nobody say nothing. Don't help him.
Let's just say that joke kills when it's not fucking... Like, it's like, hey, do that joke. Okay, wait, hold on. 3 minutes of banter. Oh, wait, what was that joke again? Hold on. 4 minutes of fucking shithouse rock and roll. Everyone shitting each other's mouths and jerking each other off. Yeah. And then I from when they asked, when Hari asked me to do the joke, and then, like, from when I did it, I had went and peed. And then everyone, like, was looking... listen.
You know what's the worst?
I guess you peed all the funny out of it, but usually it's very, very funny and it does kill on stage. And I like it because it's so truthful.
You know,
just only in certain situations.
The worst is that they're trying to explain it to each other on the chat right now.
They're trying to explain it to each other like they've never experienced it.
Yeah,
but
you guys know what I'm
chat
talking
right
dude,
now.
Dude, like,
so
you guys are in a chat room
that
on a Friday fucking night? Are you
where
kidding me?
Where the fuck
me?
Are you?
Where am I?
We're looking at your tits in that tank top, Hemda. But let me tell you something. These guys know that situation. Everybody knows that situation where, you know, I like you so... Let's just be best buddies. It's happened to all of us. Maybe not you, because you get off on people shitting and putting their business cards in it. You have a different standard for acceptability.
All right. Thank you guys so much. JonahRay.com, correct?
Yeah, that's it. Fuck you guys. This ended on the worst note for me ever.
February 5th, come to Pianos. PianosNYC.com. Check it out. We have an awesome lineup.
KeithandTheGirl.com/forums. Look for all week. Next week is our...
Nobody say none. Stare at her.
I'll just think.
How many episodes? How many episodes have you done?
I'll just think that you're very impressed by my tank top. KeithandTheGirl.com.
And you're drinking all the time. That's why you're pissing all the time. And you try to remember all these drinks. So you ask the bartender all the time. You're like, oh, what's in this drink? Like, at Matters, what's in a midnight snake skin? Begirsch and a little gosh. Okay, that sounds good. I'll take two. And speaking of two, always get your pictures double exposed for when you ruin one. You know, you always have a good one. You guys know what I mean. And if you only got one tit on camera, bam, you got both. It's not bad. Oh, those are beautiful. Those are beautiful. Show those. Show what God made. Thanks for the tits, whore. What do I have to do for those beads? Show me your tits and punch your boyfriend in the face. How do I get to the airport? Blow my balls. Me at Mardi Gras is like a freak on Halloween. I'm not only accepted, I'm encouraged. It's incredible. And I fucked that up. Oh, it's great though, man. It's great. And then you see famous people like you see in New York or something. Excite for a second. Like me and my buddy Adam ran into Patricia Arquette. And we're like, oh, look, it's Patricia Arquette. And he's like, oh, yeah, it is. And then I'm like, well, now what? And you feel like you have to do something, right? So we threw a bottle at her head and we walked away. She should have showed her tits, but we're like, well, what do? We saw Dustin Hoffman there, the great Dustin Hoffman. And you're like, he doesn't care. He's like, well, I got to see some titties. I don't care what people think. Fuck. Then you get home, something in the morning, and you wake up something like late evening to do it again because you paid so much money for your hotel or whatever. And you're like, you don't even almost don't want to do it. You wake up and you're like walking to your beads like it's a job. And you're so hungover. It's not even called like being hungover anymore. It's something new where like the air is like hitting your eye. You can't walk too fast or it stings. You know what I'm talking about, you drunks. So I go down and I'm picking up my beads to start the night again. And it weighs you down like Mr. T's gold chains. Oh, shit. Back to work. And then you get out and you're just a zombie starting the day until you see your first pair of tits. It's like magic. You're like... Oh, this is... Titties! 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 Some tits you don't need to see, though. It's fucking weird. Some tits are like... I guess those are still tits. It's like one's on your neck, one's here, and you're like, I know that every one of these beads... These beads mean nothing when we leave here, and yet I'd rather keep every one than see your tits. My tits for beads? I don't think so. But you know what kind of tits I like seeing? Tits I would never care about back home. Tits that are like...
like a housewife flapjack bananas dipped in chocolate tits, you know? And I'm like, what? Look at you, Grandma. What are you doing at this party? You don't belong here. Show me them fucking tits. And she does. And I'm like, that's amazing. Good for you. Pick those up and, oh, here, this is for you. There's a steamboat on it. You're what? You know what? Take the American flag one, too. You're everything that's great about America. The only thing you don't want to see, nobody warned me about this either. You're just walking along, you're having a great time. Tits, tits, bush, tits, 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 all of a sudden. Dick, dick, dick! Every so often my chick fucks with me. She's like, hey, tell me about Mardi Gras again. No, penis, penis! What is it? And it's, I don't even blame the chicks, I blame the dudes. Yeah, chicks are like, you know, it's only fair. I mean, if we got a start thing, but I blame the drunk dudes.
Well, like, I mean, I guess it's only fair if they...
No, it's a sexist holiday. It's okay, you drunk bastard. Because they're not the only ones seeing it. I got to see it, too. I turn, like, even if I'm not sure what I'm seeing. I'm, like, walking. I'm like, oh, I don't know if that was a penis or an elbow, but I'm out of here. Boop, boop. Another way to get through fast, going up and down Bourbon Street, is a Jesus parade. You got this big, huge crucifixion. Jesus is on it, all messed up. And then a big Bible train behind him, a Bible... toters, and they're trying to, you know, tell you how you're all sinning, and everybody just moves out of the way because it's easier to let them go instead of deal with them. So if you know you think you're gonna see penis and you gotta get to the other side real quick, just stand in front of the crucifix and you can walk as fast as you can, like titties for God, and get from one side to the other, and then some start slapping ass, and she's like, hey, and you're like, that wasn't me, that was Jesus. Now show him those titties, he made them. She's like, okay, your friend looks a little fucked up. He didn't remember the saying, hard before beer. Hard before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, never sicker. Beer before hard, you're in the yard. And I'm like, I'll remember all these because I'm going to get so fucked up at Mardi Gras. Like, if this is throwing up, this is me right here. This, I'm going to be right below seeing 3D. This is sick. This is me. It's going to be great. And I'll remember the sayings. But then you're drunk and you don't fucking remember anything. You're like, beer before liquor, get fucked up quicker. Beer, harden than beer, your hair. Rum and coke, get you stoked. Oh, fucking. You just got drinking. Hope for the fucking best. You know, there's no rhyme for drinking them both at the same time.
Gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, 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 my lovely little lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Their money got me wearing fly. Girl, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass. And 7 jeans, true religion. I say no, but they keep giving. So I keep on taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I keep on demonstrating my love.
Love.
My love, my love, my love, love. You love my lady love. My hump, my hump, my hump. My humps, they got you.
She's got me.
Time on me.
She's got me spending.
Oh, spending all your money on me, on me.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that ass inside of jeans?
I'ma make you scream, make you scream, make you scream. Cause of my hump, huh. My hump, my hump, my hump.
What?
My hump, my hump, my hump. Huh. My lovely lady lumps. Check it out.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, 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 yeah, let's go. I could be your baby, you could be my honey. And let's spend time, not money. And mix your milk with my cocoa pup. Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa pup. Milky, milky, right?
They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always standing next to me. Always dancing next to me. Trying to feel my hump, hump. Looking at my lump, lump. You can look, but you can't touch it.
it, if you touch it, I'ma start some drama. You don't want no drama, no, no drama, no, 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 no drama. So don't pull on my hand, boy, you ain't my man, boy. I'm just trying to dance, boy, and move my hump, 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 my lovely lady love.
Gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that ass inside the jeans?
I'ma make you scream, make you scream, make you scream.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off this hump.
What you gonna do with all that breasts inside that shirt?
I'ma make you work, make you work, work, make you work.